Mal.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
See?
I'm wholly unprepared for this E3 extravaganza. It's feeling very unextravaganza-ish in here.
See?
Well, we are missing Chi today.
And see? We're missing our backgrounds.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird? Are we black? Well, can you guys see anything?
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Okay. There we go. Sorry. So, yeah. And I forgot to check the mics, too. But I'm looking down here. Everything seems good so far.
How do we sound? Chat?
Well, they wouldn't know what's going out to the main mix here. Gotcha. But, yeah.
Fuck off, chat.
So, if you're watching on the stream,
all right.
You'll notice that we are, we've stripped the walls and we are in the process of putting up a little bit of paneling behind us, and it's we're going for more of a clean, modern look. I don't know, for some reason, you can see the one panel right behind me over here, and it looks like, I don't know, to me it looks like bathroom tile almost.
It's actually foam.
Yeah, it's foam with a metal grate against it, but I think it's going to look good once we get it all set up, and yeah. We're going to do some rearranging.
I had so many more of those panels, and I threw them away. I kept only what we needed. And then after that, I thought exactly what it could have so helped me at work. Like I could have attached them to my trailer. I was like, fuck, I threw them all away. And then I was like, maybe I'll just steal the DLG's one. During the week, I'll take it all with me.
Like a true hoarder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this place is going to look like Sanchez and Son pretty soon. All right.
Bobby with the jokes.
Shout out to Mr. Oakley's. Thank you for the Twitch sub. We want to encourage people to check out the TwitchCon house. You can go to our Discord, go to dlgaming.net, jump to our Discord, check out the channel for the TwitchCon house that is coming up in late September. We want to make sure that we secure anybody who wants to get wants to stay at it, collect that money, get that all figured out, but it's looking awesome. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, and she put herself in serious debt to do this, so
yeah,
we got to pay off that credit card.
Yep. All right.
I mean, it'll get
sounds
paid
a little desperate.
No, I mean, I don't want her to have to pay interest on it.
Yeah.
Just pay it off.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so yeah, TwitchCon house, check that out for sure. And also, we have got some new t-shirts.
Finally.
Yeah, I know.
Finally.
We actually have them this time. I know we'd say we do all the time. And lucky people on the stream are actually going to see what we have here. I'm going to bring up this one first. So the first one I'm going to show you was my favorite. Ray seemed to like this one a lot, too.
And this one wasn't even for, like, this was like, he did this in an hour. He was just like something like this, and I was like,
yeah.
So what we're looking at is the BioShock logo, kind of that Art Deco kind of look to it. And instead of BioShock, of course, it has DL Gaming, plain black and white. I kind of like the simplicity of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now we got to go to with the one that I like because. What is it? BioShock Infinite.
Yeah, this is Infinite.
That's my favorite BioShock. So this
really?
This one's full color. Yeah. Well, the first one's so good, too.
The third one was really good.
Yeah.
But anyway,
this one's full color. It has that whole, like, it's funny because you can see so much about what's going on. Just, it's like tattered. It's dystopian, right? Because it's America, but it's also worn away and falling apart, which kind of like what's going on in the game. So anyway, I think it's beautiful, and we'll be selling both of those by next week.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, maybe even tomorrow. They'll be up on TeePublic.
Oh, yeah, we can get up there pretty easy. The website for the Patreon is going to be a little different. But.
Oh, yeah. So I updated the Patreon, guys. Everybody who was grandfathered in under $5, then you're going to keep your green name and all that. But now for $5, you get a green name. And a shout out on the podcast. For $10, you get your choice of any t-shirt. And I think we have one more at $50. I think it's a signed t-shirt from all of us and something else. I don't remember what I did. I was drunk.
Wait, that's at the
titty tier?
The titty tier, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You could, now at titty tier is only $50 a month, way less. But you get your pink name. And Discord, and a signed t-shirt from all of us, a shout out on the podcast, and a t-shirt. Yeah, I already said that.
All right.
So way more simple now, especially for me, who's so hard on keeping up on stuff.
Excellent. And you can get to our Patreon again by going to our website, dlgaming.net. That'll get you to just about anywhere you need to go. All right. Let's kick it off with some on the radar. So we've got a lot here. This is going to be the majority of the show, I think. E3 has happened. I guess it's all behind us now. We can speak about everything that we saw there. But we're going to just speak about the things that interested us the most. I know I saw quite a few things that I was excited about, some things that I was expecting, a lot of things I wasn't expecting.
So a couple weeks ago, I brought up to the people on Discord about getting rid of On the Radar, because I feel like it's our weakest segment, because a lot of times we're talking about shit we don't know about or care about, and it really comes off. So we decided to just switch to stuff that we care about, so that's all we'll be talking about.
Well, it's stuff that we care about too, but like not everything, right? Like some of the games on here are just really interesting
things that we're into ourselves, as opposed to,
well, this is kind of a special case too, being E3 and all.
Right,
and there's
and that's how we're going to do this E3 as well. Maybe we're not going to talk about what you were most excited about, but it's what we gravitated to, and it'll come out when we're talking about it, because we are actually generally thinking about it. And also, we've covered almost half of what was talked about at E3, so we're not going to bring up another thing. Like, there's not that much more to say about Cyberpunk 2077, stuff like that. Like,
is there?
Oh.
But first, let's get something out of the way that we don't care about, the consoles. So there was a lot of speculation about new consoles coming out possibly this year, and basically the gist that I got was wait another year, or about another year, for both Xbox and Sony.
Right. Sony wasn't there this year, right?
No.
That's probably why, because they're probably... When is Sony's thing?
No, Sony said that you're just going to be out completely this year. I have a feeling that next E3, they're just going to straight up have like their last conference, which was beautiful, man. It was like, it was this really nice stage and people playing music, and it was just like a theater happening. It was super nice. And like, and they did like the God of War and all. Well, I don't think it was the last one, or like maybe 2 years ago, but it was super pretty. I have a feeling that they're going to do that next year. They're going to have either there or E3, or maybe earlier. Who knows? But knowing PlayStation, they're probably going to try to release their console the same time as the Xbox,
right?
Which Xbox is so far is just holiday 2020.
Have they even announced that?
Holiday 2020, and it's coming out with Halo Infinite as the launch game.
Mm.
So holiday 2020. Well, like,
interesting, man. What? I mean, what does a console have to have in order to just fucking wow us?
Well,
now? Depends on what Stadia has, I guess.
They're saying, what, 8K? 120?
Sure. Who has an 8K TV?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody, dude. Yet.
Because
there's no content, dude.
There's no content.
It's like, okay, there's content, like, as in movies, right? But, like, for you guys...
What movies are 8K?
No, watch.
You can't get
an
8K movie.
8Ks. I mean, right now, everyone's with 4K, right?
Right.
And, like, but there's not that much 4K content. First of all, like, you guys think you're watching a 4K movie? You're watching a 2K movie, dude.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, they're 2K movies. That's most of them.
I pay for the 4K thing on Netflix, but only, like, 15% of what they have.
So that's the thing. It says 4K, but it's actually a 2K movie. Or sometimes it's like, or very rare, it could be a 6K or 8K and it's cropped. Mm. And that's when it's a legit 4K.
Mm.
But other than that, they're normally just 2K movies, what you're watching. Like, or like some scenes are filmed are 4K, and the other ones, they crop stuff out, so it's only 2K. Mm. So it's just switching back and forth, and then it's upscaled to 4K.
Right.
That's what's
either way,
happening.
8K is so far away.
Yeah, dude.
Like...
There's no.
It sounds nice. It might sell consoles because it sounds nice.
There's no TV channel out there or anything, or like any streaming channel that has 8K. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
There's nothing, man. Only like the tech demos that come with your TV. If you buy an 8K, that's it.
Not until Elon Musk has all his satellites flying around us.
Starlink.
Yeah.
But yeah, 8K, ray tracing, that's what the new Xbox console has. It's supposed to be super fast with, like, supposedly no loading. And then they're using, like, the SSD as a sort of, like, a virtual memory type thing. And then, like, GDR.
It's going to have to be fucking impressive.
But the thing is, they're both the same. Like, from what they've showed what the PS5 could be, or from the rumors.
Yeah.
And then from what the Xbox are, they're kind of like the same. So they're pretty much going to be like identical consoles coming out at the same time.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's why we don't care about them.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some games. So the first one that caught my attention, this might be my most anticipated one, but really? Could be a
I was going to say this is in no particular order, but for Bobby, we're going top shelf.
This is the one that I was like, wait, what? And I'm talking about, of course, the Blair Witch Project.
First of all,
I was like, okay, it's Blair Witch was like 20 years ago. I think it was 1999, if I'm remembering mm-hmm. correctly. Why now? Why all of a sudden, hey, wait, let's make a Blair Witch
game? There was a remake, a movie. I saw it at the movie theaters like 3 years ago.
Mm. A remake of?
There was a brand new Blair Witch movie.
Oh, yeah, there was. Well, it was like, was it a reboot or a sequel?
Remake. I think a remake.
Because there was a sequel that came out a couple years afterwards. But yeah, recently
No. Yeah, it was like...
it was like Blair Witch something. It was like in the Blair Witch universe.
Yeah, but this was like straight on. It was creepy. It was actually pretty good. It wasn't bad.
Well, I like the first Blair Witch movie. I mean, you got to understand, like, back in the 90s, you know, like, when you watch that movie before the internet really took off, you know, everyone was kind of like, is this real? Is it not? Like, it had that whole mystery surrounding it.
Dude, I love telling this story. I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. Like, it wasn't at the theaters. It was at only the independent film theaters at first. And all the in the news, it was being reported as found film, right?
Yeah,
and that it was real, and you'd be because the guy took out ads, but made the ads look like articles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they went all out with that
newspaper. This is how long ago this is, and so I thought it was. So I was approached by my girlfriend at the time, and she's like, "Hey, do you want to go see this video, this movie about these kids that got lost in the woods?" And I was like, "Ah," and she's like, "No, but they found the footage." And it's real. And apparently there's some crazy shit in it. I was like, okay. So we went. And just so happens there was nowhere to sit except for me. All the three girls sat together in the back. I sat in the front row by myself in the middle. I didn't sleep right for like three, four days, guys. Because I thought it was a documentary. I thought it was real. I was so scared. And it didn't come out that it was fake until later.
It sounds gullible now, but like nowadays, like everything's just immediately debunked. What year did it come out? Let me look it up because I want to be certain, but I'm pretty sure.
1996 is when the game is. Because
I want to say that my mom didn't let me watch this.
That could be.
There was a reboot in 2016.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
And that's the one they keep showing here.
Yeah, I saw in the theaters.
Let's see, 1999.
I remember there was a comedian who said, they're saying this is such a great movie because they made it for $20,000. There's a black guy. He's like, somebody's walking around with $15,000 in their pocket.
Oh, my God.
No, it made so much money, man.
Yeah, it made a ton. I mean, same thing with Paranormal Activity. They kind of did the same thing, shot it real cheap. And then I rewatched that movie recently, too. And I was like, man, it takes place in San Diego. And I was like, dude, that is totally like northern San Diego. Like the whole exterior shots that they use there. Like
it's Rancho Bernardo.
Yeah.
That guy worked with Chad at Sony at the time. And he was taking so much time filming it that they had to fire him because he just wasn't showing up. He was calling in sick a lot and stuff like that. You might have known him, right? It might have been right around that time.
No, dude, because I was 13 years old.
Oh, okay. No, not Blair Witch.
Oh, which one?
We're talking about Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, oh, that was 2007. Okay.
Yeah.
I think.
2007.
I was 13 years old.
That was the 1999 one.
Yeah,
my mom didn't let me watch it, dude.
It was Oren Peli, I think his name was. I don't know how to pronounce it. But yeah, Blair Witch, loved the movie. And I think a lot of people look at it through today's lens and don't really give it enough credit. But the game looks a lot like Outlast. It's got a video camera that you can use to see things that you wouldn't normally be able to see, like kind of peek into the spirit world, it seems. So
who's the developer?
I mean, it spawned a genre, this game, this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dude, so many found footage. And like, man, I kind of got sick of those after a while, the found footage movies.
Yeah, right.
Let's see, Blair Witch game. Let's see. The developer didn't stand out to me. I didn't recognize it.
It does look good. If that was gameplay, I hope that's not CGI.
So this game is on Steam right now. There's a release date of August 30th, so
that's
2 months. Like, that's coming up. No price just yet, but I see this being, I don't know, I couldn't see more than $30 on this. Bloober Team is the developer.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Layers of Fear 2.
No, okay.
Is that good or bad? I didn't play that game.
No, it just came out.
Oh.
Layers of Fear 2.
Came out like 2 weeks ago. Did you?
Yeah, but the first Layers of Fear was good.
Really good.
Yeah.
And the second one isn't getting that great of reviews.
Thanks for the sub, Trace.
Oh, Trace of Base. Thank you. All right. So, yeah, Blair Witch. This will be good. It'll be right around Halloween time. So maybe it'll be a good game to play around then.
I really want to try it.
If we keep going at this pace, it's going to be an 8-hour podcast.
This is actually one of the ones that really...
We got nothing else after like all the E3 stuff. So yeah. It's not... I wouldn't worry about it. All right, next up, Trine 4. So at first I was like, okay, another Trine game, big deal. Didn't really care too much about it. It's called Trine 4, The Nightmare Prince. Fall 2019 release date and no price just yet. But usually these games are cheap. They're around $20 or less. I started watching the IGN video. They had 11 minutes of gameplay and I could see some new things. So they went back to just the two dimensions. There's no more of this. People really rebelled against the introduction to that Z-axis.
I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, it made the puzzles a little too difficult and kind of made controlling the characters kind of wonky. Plus, Trine 3 didn't... They released it in a very unreleased state, too, and it eventually got to where it needed to be. But I like Trine 3, unlike most people.
That's the only one I played, actually.
Really? 3?
That's the worst one.
2 probably. Two is probably the best. I've played all of them. I love these games, and I'm excited for this one.
It's some of the most... prettiest games you'll ever see. Yeah.
The second one worked great with NVIDIA 3D Vision 2. It looks so amazing. The graphics are great.
3D Vision.
For a game like this, too, is like, it doesn't really need good graphics, but they really went all out with it. And I like the whole, I don't usually like the fantasy genre, but for some reason it works with me here. It's got the same three characters, the knight, the wizard, the ranger. What I did notice differently, like some of the puzzles looked a little different, but the big thing was there was a boss fight in the 11-minute gameplay footage from IGN.
There's none of that in the other ones, right?
Yeah. And, of course, you kind of need the knight for that because he does a lot of the combat. The wizard can kind of do stuff. I guess the ranger has an arrow attack. But, yeah, that looks cool. It looks like they're continuing to innovate. I'll get this eventually. Maybe not right away, but I always play the Trine games. It's always a sale for me. JP Diddy, thank you for the subscription.
Oh yeah, I promised him a read because if he subbed. So get your constriction at JD Constriction. Thanks. No, he's now snake. He sells snakes. Check him out. Really yeah. Cool snakes.
If you want to record that for later use,
yeah. Go ahead.
That one's on the house.
Oh man, this is why we don't get any sponsors.
Okay. Next up, these are all my games, so if it sounds like I'm doing a lot of time,
no, because that Conan Chop Chop was one of the few games from the PC conference we saw.
Let's talk about the PC game show. PC game show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hosted by PC Gamer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They do it every year. Well, not every year.
I think it's the most cringe one out of all of them.
Because it has the least money. It's the least produced.
Yeah.
It's a guy with a microphone.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, it's not that bad. But I will bring this up every year. I will die on this hill. I don't know what the answer is. Do you have the developers who are introverted people that are great at math? Talk about their games, or do you hire actors that don't give a shit about it but speak really well?
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is, but what's going on now is not the answer. Like, these guys are literally like, I don't know what to do with my arms. Like, it's rough.
So bad, man.
Yeah. So, and I really want to like your game, dude, but I can't stop focusing on your fucking Twitch.
They're so nervous.
Yeah, they're so nervous.
That one guy said a joke.
And I can't.
and it wasn't even a joke, and he just started laughing. He's like, and I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
It was like, what lost Howard Dean the election, Bobby? Do you remember that?
Oh, it's so bad.
The Howard Dean yell. Do you not know what I'm talking about? Howard Dean was running for president. He was the front runner. And then at the end, he's like, we're going here. We're going there.
Was it the Bia guy?
Yeah, and he goes, Bia!
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
That's a long time ago, man. I haven't heard that in a while.
He lost like 20 points in the...
Yeah. That tanked him. Yeah, he got a little carried away.
Anyway, it was like that. This guy cracked up just like that. Man.
Oh, it's so funny, man.
The worst guy, the funniest thing is, the worst guy at the worst thing, they brought back for a second game at the end.
Yeah, the same dude. for that shark game. That shark game was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. It's kind of like my type of game.
Like, anyway.
It's ridiculous, stupid game.
I don't remember what it was about.
It was that shark that just went out, like, attacked everyone.
And you play as a shark, right?
You play the shark.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool.
All right. So Conan Chop Chop. Great name, by the way. This is they say it's a roguelike. So it's a 1-4 player action adventure game with roguelike elements.
Well, this was this was one of the ones that we like kind of stopped and went like, oh, this looks cool.
Yeah. This was probably the one of the front runners from the PC Gaming Show. And thank you, PC Gamer, for like doing this. Because otherwise, all these games are... It's sad what happens at E3. I've been there. You know, you have these mega stores with these mega... Sony takes up 25%. Nintendo takes up fucking 50% of the room. And then at the end, you have 1% little slots for all these little games because they're independent developers. Sometimes they'll get together and band together, but, I mean, they get no shine. So I'm so glad that PC Gamer's out there aggregating these games for us so that we could talk about it and steal their content.
This one looks good. I don't like roguelikes, but this one looks appealing. Every now and then I get caught up in one. There was a few of them, and I can't remember the name, but there was like two that Amelia and I really got into, or one that I personally really got into, Tower or something. I don't know. But this kind of reminds
Ziggurat?
Me. Ziggurat? No, not Towers of Ziggurat. It was like this, where you just run around and you shoot stuff and you work your way through these castles. Dude, they're all the same.
You sound just like me, but I'm trying to figure out what game it is.
Yeah. But I don't know. And I want there to be a good Conan game. Like, there's not.
Did you end up playing that game more?
I did play some more Conan Unconquered. I beat the third level, and it took me... I did it in two settings, but it took me like a total of an hour and a half or something. There was a lot of readjusting because I took a break from the game, then came back and had to figure out where I was, what I was doing. But yeah, I am continuing to play that game.
This looks cool, man. I would like to play with you guys on this. Mm-hmm. By the way, it might happen. The whole DLG played DRG together for 15 minutes
before she
said, this is boring, I gotta go.
You know what's funny is when we were playing together, it was pretty quiet too. Like, we didn't even need to talk that much.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Conan Chop Chop. Is there a price on this? No price. September 3rd is the release date. So about
two months. Looks like Adventureland.
It does kind of look like Castle Crashers. I'll give you that.
Yeah, cricket. Castle Crashers, definitely.
Adventureland?
No.
Castle
Crashers.
What is the one?
Which one?
What am I thinking of?
Adventure Time. Adventure Time.
Yeah. The art.
Adventureland's like a movie.
Yeah.
That weird, awkward dude.
All right. Next up, Spiritfarer. That's a hard one to say. I don't like that. Spiritfarer. So this is a game that...
Make it Mexican. Spiritfarer.
There you go. That sounds better.
Easier.
So it says, Spiritfarer is a cozy management game about dying. As a ferry master to the deceased, you build a boat to explore the world, care for your spirit friends, and guide them across the mystical seas to finally release them into the afterlife. Hmm. So it's a management game. You've got this boat, and you're carrying people to the afterlife, and you are just building up this boat with new and different things, and the artwork is really good.
Jeez.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Looks like a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there were a few games like this. El Hijo, I'm not pronouncing that right, am I?
Hijo.
Hijo?
El Hijo.
Okay, so that one.
El Hijo.
there were a couple other ones that had really, really good artwork. Jeez. But this one in particular, the style of the game stood out to me. And then the whole management thing, I love that. You know, that's great. And then, you know, games about loss. I feel like a lot of good games have that theme to it. You know, Dust, Elysian Tale.
It's like a reverse Noah. Noah is trying to save them, and this guy's burying them, isn't he? Or at least taking them too.
But they aren't animals, are they?
Well, they're people.
These are animals.
All right, it was a terrible analogy. Moving on.
It was pretty bad.
Reverse Noah's Ark. It was
pretty bad.
It's like, it has like I think it has like a cutesy like Animal Crossing little thing to it. You build, there's animals. Animal Crossing, you have to cross.
Is that what you did in Animal Crossing?
Yeah, you build, man. You build your town.
And then where do they cross?
Well, no.
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 They crossbreed.
Yeah, they crossbreed. No, they don't even cross anything. Well, you build your house and you help out the town.
There's this Reddit post of this of this guy who figured out that his grandma had like 10,000 hours on her Animal Crossing play on her 3DS. Did you see that video?
No.
And he's like, "Grandma, can you show us like your town?" And she had fucking everything. But then like simple things that like I guess people will figure out right away. She's like 90. Yeah. And so he's like, "He still won't give me that turtle. I don't know why." But anyway, and you're just walking through the thing, and she owns the whole fucking town, dude. It's awesome.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. I thought you were going to say something like that one story about the one, it's like his parents, their son died, and I think the dad went to go play, I forgot what racing game it was, and he went on, and you know how, like, if you, like, the ghost comes out, the ghost? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was his son, so he would race against his son all the time, and he never wanted to beat him, because he didn't want the ghost to race him like that, dude. It's like, so I thought you were going to say, like, grandma lives in Animal Crossing or something, and it was her character.
That would have been a better story. Thanks for shitting on my
head. All right, so no price on Spiritfarer, but 2020 release date, keeping it loose.
Yep.
All right.
That's what she said.
Elden Ring.
I only brought this up because it is from the makers of Sekiro.
Sekiro?
And what is the other one? And Bloodborne. And the writer is J.R.R. Martin. So he's not finishing the books he should be doing, but he's attached to this somehow.
George R.R. Martin,
dude. Yeah, from Game of Thrones.
Okay. This is Mr. Game of Thrones, Mr. I'll never finish the fucking book.
Yeah, and the CGI thing is incredible. We can only guess. Obviously, it's probably a roguelike.
It's from software, I mean, right?
Not a roguelike.
It's from
a Souls-like. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I don't know if there's a Steam.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, they're on a roll.
Yeah, come on. It's like you can't really fail anymore. Yeah. Well, I was expecting something from the Bourne, like serious, not from like.
Oh, like a Bloodborne sequel?
Oh, it's Eden Rising. Totally different game.
Yeah, I was expecting something from Bloodborne. But like, because like Bloodborne never came to PC. I think PS4.
No, it didn't.
No, PlayStation just bought the shit out of that game. But I was hoping there's like some sort of sequel or like a sequel, and then they'll be like, "And now we're releasing, you know, Bloodborne." But no. Right. But they gave us this instead.
So they didn't give us much information. There's just a teaser trailer up there that doesn't show any gameplay, I think. Mm-hmm. A lot of games were like that at E3 this year. Another one like that was Outriders. And the reason this one caught my eye was it's by the guys who made Bulletstorm. People Can Fly is the developer. They also made the Painkiller games back in the day. Bulletstorm is one of my underrated games. I really like that game. It kind of flew under the radar. People dismissed it, didn't care much for it. But that's one I'll probably go back and play, maybe even this summer. You can burn through it in 5 or 6 hours. I remember it being, you know, entertaining and funny as well. But Outriders seems to be, oh my God, that stupid age restriction. Let me pull up a video of it here.
Bobby has no age. He's a robot.
Yeah. They should know that. YouTube. There we go. So again, nothing really being revealed here. I guess revealed trailer is the term that they use. So a lot of just CGI, no gameplay. You see a big giant monster at the end.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
You imagine the game comes out and it looks just like that. It's like, what the fuck?
It's showing three people at the same time. So maybe it's some sort of looter shooter.
Well, it did say 1-3 player co-op.
Yeah. So and drop in, drop out, doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I think Bulletstorm was 2-player co-op. Oh, hey, what's up, Chi? Yes, it is clean in here. We cleaned. It's a work in progress.
Hey, Bobby, I guess it depends on how good the VR's But I was thinking that maybe we should get the Oculus Quest instead, because we, if we're going to be passing it around, it's so much easier.
Yeah. The Quest is cheaper, and people seem to like that a lot.
Yeah, it's getting good reviews.
The Quest?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if we're all going to share it, I could just hand it to you, as opposed to take these towers, take all these wires, take, you know what I mean? Anyway, and we'll be able to review VR games.
I know, but to a certain extent.
Welcome back to Emilio bringing up business during this podcast. Are you not entertained?
Well, dude, the Quest is it's pretty much an Android phone on your face. That's what it is.
But why is it getting so good reviews, though?
Because it's easy. That's why.
That's what we need. We might need easy.
But if you watch the game, the graphics aren't even good. Well, they're good, but they're not. Because, you know, you put on a mobile game on your phone, and it looks amazing, right? It looks really good. So you'll get that quality, but not a little down.
Stop talking about this, Bobby. Or Ray.
Damn it.
Well, let's take a moment to talk about some of the, not games, but subscription services that were announced. So Ubisoft, we knew that was coming. Also, the Xbox Game Pass for PC. Let me pull up the Ubisoft one here. What are the details on this?
So the Ubisoft is
$15 a month.
$15 a month, and it's all the Ubisoft games, and they're promising support for Google Stadia. So it'll be, well, for those who don't know, Google Stadia, you're gonna have to buy games for it. And then some of them might come with the premium service.
Oh yeah, you weren't here. Yeah, we went over it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's interesting? Well, I don't know if anybody's gonna just start being a gamer, but for $24 a month, you could get Stadia and every Ubisoft game, and you could play that for years.
The rest of your life.
Yeah, the rest of your life, dude. You know what I mean?
You want something like Counter-Strike, you play fucking Rainbow Six.
For $24 a month.
You want Assassin's Creed games, everything, man. It's crazy.
With no investment on hardware, too.
You get Roller Champions.
Hey, Bobby, can you scroll up a little bit so we can look at the games, see if anything pops out at us? Okay. Obviously, you're getting The Division, all the Assassin's Creeds. The Ghost Recon games.
Tom Clancy games, Far Cry games.
All the Far Cry games.
Division 2, Rainbow Six Siege, Far Cry, everything.
Uno.
Okay, Uno. Then you, Anno, whatever. And maybe I missed it. Skull and Bones, did they talk about it? E3?
No, it didn't come up. I think they're having a lot of problems with that. Because I saw that 2 years ago.
I think they canned it, dude, from the looks of it. Not canned.
I don't know.
Not completely, but I feel
because I saw something recently. That's
Oh, okay. No, nothing, dude. It's how do they not bring that out yet? You know, they're still bringing out content for Steep, right? What the fuck? But
So $15 a month. It starts September 3rd, and what they were really pushing was you could get this in conjunction with Stadia. So you get Stadia, then you get Ubisoft, which is kind of weird. Now you have to combine these subscription services. But
if you think about it,
it's just it's getting used to it. It's this whole everything's going subscription service.
Yeah,
you know, but we did it a couple years ago.
But
I didn't want to download other launchers at first. I was like, I'm only sticking to Steam. I'm not going to play anything else. And then I got used to it. I'm like, okay, yeah there's a launcher for everything.
Yeah, but one thing about the Ubisoft, the Uplay Plus, is that you have to be a fan of the developer, man. If not, you're not gonna.
Yeah, but there are. I mean, guarantee. If you're a gamer, you like at least one of those titles.
Yeah,
like, dude, I fucking love Far Cry. That's my jam.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of these other games, I guess they're kind of cool. Assassin's Creed, okay. But, everybody loves something in here. Rainbow Six Siege, Tom Clancy games.
I'm not just saying it to be funny, but Rayman Legends is, considered one of the best platformers ever.
That's a good game.
Yeah, those are good games.
But then you have Xbox Game Pass, Premium or Platinum or whatever the fuck it's called, Ultimate, Extreme Edition, whatever. And they have from multiple developers. They have Bethesda, and and they have Ninja Theory, and just a bunch of other developers.
So there's
an
advantage there. So the Xbox Game Pass for PC, it's in beta right now.
It's $4.99 a month.
$5 a month, really,
and then
good price.
And then it'll be $10 a month after that, unless you want the Ultimate. Comes with both the Xbox, PC, and gold for your Xbox.
Let me make sure this is right.
Okay.
You can play all of Metro Exodus for $5.
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
Right now.
That's why,
Why the fuck haven't I done this? Bobby, why haven't you done this?
So I wonder if you can get, if they'll combine this with Stadia as well.
Why not? It's just a platform, right?
No, I mean, they would have to strike a deal with them.
Yeah, but then again, they're coming up with their streaming service, man. So I doubt that's true.
So there's going to be some competition.
Yeah.
It almost feels like games are copying everything that's happened with
movies
and TV, like Netflix, Hulu.
It's been working out.
Yeah, which is crazy to think about it, because I have Amazon Prime Video. That's the only one I have. It's included with my Amazon Prime. And I have that just for, free shipping and like...
Oh, you ended up buying your own?
Yeah, I ended up getting my own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth it, man. There's so much shit.
Yeah. I mean, I use
it. Who do you subprime to, Bobby?
You guys. I mean, us guys. I'm part of this too. Yeah. Dude, look at me. I'm on the list here.
Yeah, he was on the other day.
Okay.
He subbed the other day.
Thanks, Robert Digital.
and so that's the only video that I have. Now, my girlfriend has all of them, man. Like, she just got Shudder, too. And I think she got it mainly for me because I just found out Joe Bob Briggs is on there. So I was like, fuck yeah.
The fuck Shudder?
Shudder is just all horror movies.
Oh.
So it's not as good as Netflix. Like, their website needs some work, but it's horror movies on demand. They have like a channel that just shows whatever happens to be on. So it's kind of like TV. And then they have, and they have like their own series that you can't get anywhere else. Like horror noir. Someone did a documentary on like, black people in horror movies. It's really good. But it's exclusive to Shudder, but it's like $4 a month. And Boomerang, I love my classic cartoons. It's like $3 a month. I think everybody's getting used to this a la carte service with subscriptions. So, even though PC gamers are very staunch and resistant when it comes to change like this, but I think the newer generation is just going to cling to it just like it's normal.
You have to.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Because you think about what you're getting and for the price that you're getting, I mean, that's not a lot. $4 a month.
Look at all these
Bobby,
games.
Are you going to play Metro for $5? You're on vacation.
Yeah, one of these days. Dude, I got a lot of going on vacation, man. I played so much. I got a system, dude. I'm just playing Deep Rock Galactic, and then I got Dynasty going in the other window. I'm on season 4. Got about 4 more to go.
Dynasty?
Yeah, dude. It's a long story. Someone at work got
Oh, my
on
God,
it.
Dude. Oh.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's so funny. Dynasty
What's Dynasty?
Okay, back in the early 80s, there's this show. Well, it all starts with Dallas, late 70s. Okay.
Wow.
So
okay.
Then the Dynasty is like
I lost interest.
We got a big show, Bobby.
We got a lot.
When I heard the D, I thought he was going to say Divinity because we're playing Divinity together.
Yeah.
No, he went Dynasty. I was like, no.
And then, Dallas. I'm like, oh, Dallas, great, man. No, what is it? Let me see. Just like, show me a screenshot or something of it. I want to see what it is.
Oh, my God. It's a soap opera, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a soap opera.
It's like soap operas before soap operas. And it's the 80s, so they're just figuring the shit out.
Oh, my God. I know what that is. Why? Yeah.
Trust me, man. You get into it after a while. Like, what they cram in one episode is insane. Shit that they would span over a season in, like, today's TV. No, dude. One episode. And then just, like, these long-lost sons pop up. And then, like, so, the doctor shows up and just starts getting everyone pregnant. And then there's, like, affairs going on. It's just, it's ridiculous, man. Oh, man. Anyway, I'll save it for my Dynasty podcast.
Wow.
Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, yeah. Xbox. So the Xbox Game Pass.
Dude, like, it has great games, dude. You like Wolf, bunch of indie games. Yeah. They're probably going to end up adding like Fallout in
there.
Dude,
honestly, the next service or the first service that has the AAA titles that I want, I will probably get. So Wolfenstein or Doom. Like, if anything includes that in their subscription service, I'll get that. But I don't know if they just give those ones away. Like Stadia said, they announced, we're going to have Doom Eternal, but now we figured out that you're going to have to pay
$60.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which you might as well get it on Steam, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, if it's multiplayer, I'd rather have it.
Then if you have the hardware to run it.
And then Steam's going to have their new UI, so that looks cute.
Yeah. Okay, so continuing on with games, Roller Champions.
Roller Champions looks fun. It was one of those random games just came out of nowhere on the little Ubisoft, and it's rollerball. And why not, right? I don't know. It's just cartoony, fun. I feel like it's going to have the kind of impact that Rocket League had.
I was going to bring up Rocket League.
I think it's going to have that, man.
Well, hopefully.
And
I don't know. Rocket League was so lightning.
Oh, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. It looks legit.
I don't know the rules of rollerball. I've never understood the rules. But it's fun to watch on TV.
But this looks like a Rocket League type game, throwing the ball everywhere, trying to score through that hoop. I think it's a hoop, right? In this one. And it looks like it's going to be so much fun, dude. Like,
is this
just very simple. Very simple, special shots, special moves, over the top, like, you know, beat the shit out of you. Tactics. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, there's never really been like a roller derby game.
Mm-hmm. No. This looks great. If these are in the game graphics.
No, yeah, they were.
Are too.
There was during E3 on the Ubisoft app, they had the beta available for everyone. And I downloaded it and I didn't play that whole fucking week, dude. No. Sad. But yeah, they had the demo going. And I don't know. It was like a surprise game. Came out of nowhere from Ubisoft. I didn't even, never even heard of it. There was a small rumor a couple months ago that just said rollerball might be a thing. And I was like, okay, no one gave a fuck. And then this happens and it's like, shit, that looks cool.
Cool. All right. What else we got?
Cyberpunk 2077. So I know we talked this one to death, but there was some recent developments with this game. Keanu Reeves made a surprise appearance in the game and at the event too. I'm going to play this video here and it's pretty short. So they're showing just the end. This is someone recording on their cell phone. They're showing just the end of the trailer. The camera is going to tilt up to reveal Keanu Reeves in-game. So people lose their minds of that. So he's going to be playing a character called Johnny Silverhand in Cyberpunk 2077.
Have you noticed that he always plays a guy called John?
Yeah, Johnny. What was his name in Johnny Mnemonic?
Johnny Mnemonic.
There we go. That was it. The eponymous name.
Did that just happen? Bobby, you got to start drinking, man.
Okay, so, and then he just walks out on stage here. He's doing everything right these days. Like with John Wick and just everything that he has going on.
So did you see him talk, Bobby?
No.
So he goes, he says something like, all right, so we're going to put you there, and it's going to be, it has breathtaking graphics. Yeah. And he takes like an extra second right after that, and somebody goes, you're breathtaking. And it like kind of shut the whole thing down. He's laughing. He's like, come on, man, I got to get through this. And then he got through it. But
and he says, no, you're breathtaking. It was so sweet, dude.
He is on Reddit so much that I got to kind of.
It started with them finding him in random coffee shops and just chilling and giving people money. And
he is always with the people. He rides the subway. He uses bicycles. He just walks normal, like a normal guy. I just saw this whole thing. So I'll just quickly go through what I remember. His mom died when he was 3. His dad left him when he was like 15. His best friend died when he of an overdose when he was 18. His wife died later on. Mm-hmm. He has no close relationships now, but he donates 70% of everything he gets to charity. So he only lives off the 30% that he makes.
He lives in an apartment, right? Some basic apartment.
Yeah. He just lives really normal. And then the newest thing that came out is him taking pictures with women. He takes them. He doesn't touch them on purpose. Like he gets close, but he, you know, because the whole Me Too thing. Then people.
Yeah, that's smart move.
Yeah. So yeah, he's like, I don't know these bitches. They ran up to me with a camera. But anyway, he just seems like a super solid dude, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, he saved those people on that bus that one time from Dennis Hopper.
Right.
That was pretty cool.
What I tell you, Incidus comes on, he's just looking for Chi.
Yep.
Now he says she looks different.
Yeah, we got Stitches, plushie Stitches sitting in for Chi today.
Yeah. What's funny about that Stitches is you can reach into his belly. It's fucking gross.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. Yeah. Yeah, those are his guts.
Yeah, his guts.
Sorry, Chi. Okay. I thought you guys put your whole hand in there. Just fist it.
Wow.
Sorry, Chi.
Okay, so yeah, that was cool. That'll be good. That's a good fit for him. I can see him fitting right in with a game like that. I'm wondering when in the making of that game they decided to put him in. Like when did they make that call? Because that had to be in the works. Like,
so they said that they were keeping it really secret, and that was pretty much it. But it's been a while. It's been
I would say maybe when The Witcher 3 made its billionth dollar, they were like, call Keanu.
But I don't know. I feel like it's right just now. Recently that he's like exploded into like superstardom.
Yeah.
Like,
I hope he keeps it together.
Well, man. It started with John Wick, right? That's when he came back. Because everyone always, that was everyone always made fun of Keanu at first. It was like, Keanu is Keanu in this movie, you know? Right. Yeah. And it was always because Keanu...
There was a movie called Keanu.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
About a cat.
About the cat, yeah. But so they always kind of made fun of him because of that. Because he was... he's not a good actor. And then John Wick came out, and they're like, holy shit, he's a badass.
Yeah.
And then people started looking into his life again. It's like, oh, look how sweet he is. Like, what? Now he's like the internet's boyfriend. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, that's a great way to put it. He's definitely Reddit's boyfriend.
Yeah, dude. I'd fuck him.
He's prettier than most girls.
He's prettier than most girls that fucks.
Okay, next game up is Age of Empires 2, the Definitive Edition. So I had to do some research to figure out what's the Definitive Edition, because we just had the HD version. So
according, by just had, you mean 3-4 years, right?
Maybe 2 years.
Why don't they just make part 3? What is wrong with them?
There is an Age of Empires 3. It deals with like colonial.
It's just dog shit.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. People didn't like mythology either. I kind of like mythology. That's when they started copying Warcraft a bit. They had hero characters, and the games were a lot shorter. Like, they cut it down big time. I think it was mythology, then 3. But yeah, 3 was like, eh.
I feel like this is one of those games that just won't die.
Yeah, dude. Age of Empires 2 was so good. This was the very first paycheck I ever made on that shitty paper job that I had selling newspapers door-to-door. I spent it on Age of Empires 2, Rise of Rome. And I played the first one. I had you could get for free the limited demo where you can only play 2 races of the first Age of Empires, and I played the hell out of that one. And then I got Age of Empires 2, and this was my game for so long. But the Definitive Edition has all the DLC, and it's in 4K as well. So that's really just the big difference there. I don't know if I'm going to pick this up, because if anything, I'd just go back and play the HD version, I suppose. Maybe one of these days. Fall 2019.
Click on one of the... not the video, it's one of the screenshots. Oh, wow. That looks neat. Like, it looks pretty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not bad.
It looks like any other indie game coming out right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely the same. I recognize all those buildings. Did you guys play this game at all?
No.
Because I feel like everybody played Age of Empires 2.
Well, I'm sure
it's most akin to like Civilization, right, Bobby?
No. You just destroy. So in Civ, when I started playing Civ, I just always went the military route because I just figured that's what you do in these 4X RTS games. But no, in this one, it was just all about murdering the other people.
Mm.
And I always went Turks with Janissaries, just spam Janissaries.
So this one's RTS,
the old then. Turk with Janissaries.
Yeah, that was my strat. There's a trebuchet right there. That must be the French. They had good knights, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes I'd play the... what were the German guys? They had a name. Started with a T. I don't know. But yeah, all right. So Age of Empires, Definitive Edition. Looks cool. First looks cool of the show. Marvel's Avenger A-Day. So I'm a little confused about this game. I heard about this game, and... I know, like, we're like, okay, it's a movie video game, and we kind of dismiss those, but there's not much hype behind
it. Yeah, so
it's more of an Avengers game than a movies game.
Yeah, and that's
they're using different actors.
And that's what people need to understand. It's a Square Enix game, but it's from Crystal Dynamics, the ones that made, and ADOS, the ones that made Terminator.
It's getting so much shit that I don't even know what game this is or what kind of game it is, because it got so much shit. Like, the shit is overclouding what the game is. I'm interested in the game, but I can't find anything on the game.
So
that happens to me a lot. Like, I'll read these articles about something, like talking shit about something. I'm like, well, I need the initial story, and it's really hard to find.
Yeah.
Sometimes. No. So all it is. Okay. So people are hating it because they don't look like the actors, and I'm just like, they don't have to look like the fucking actors. Yeah. It's not about the movie. This has nothing to do with the movie. Maybe they kind of fucked up by using the exact characters they used in the movie. You know, like the original
assembly.
Yeah. People are like, they look weird. And I'm like, well, they look weird to you because you're expecting fucking Robert Downey Jr. and fucking Chris Hemsworth.
Go look at the comic books. They don't look like the actors.
Yeah, they don't. You know, it's like, who cares? Like, I think it looks great. I think they look awesome. But it is a little hard to look at them and not think about the movie. It is. I'll be honest. Mm. It is a little hard. But I think that looks great.
Do we know what kind of game it is?
Yeah, it's a beat 'em up.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, not beat 'em up.
Like an action adventure. Yeah,
action adventure. Very linear path.
What perspective? I don't even know.
Third person.
Oh, okay.
Third person.
Oh, so some of this is game footage like that.
Yeah, that's actual game footage right there.
It's fucking dope.
It looks fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
And so the game looks great. They haven't really shared that much about the story, only that it's like Avengers Day and they're getting presents. They're getting like a prize or whatever, or I don't know what. And then the bridge starts getting attacked and like these guys flying. And it's like, oh no, let's go. It's go time, guys, or whatever.
It is kind of hard to watch because, yeah, I guess.
Because we have 10 years of Avengers, yeah. Dude.
And also, it's hard to watch them fight normal soldier guys when they've just defeated a galactic empire. You know what I mean? Going back in time, kind of.
Yeah.
But that's how comics have done it for 50 years.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, we'll see when the game comes out.
So the game is multiplayer, but not. So they just announced this today. People were wondering like how multiplayer is it, and it's not for the story. So the story part,
okay,
is that's all single player, and then they're gonna have a separate little mode for you and your friends to go through.
If stuff it's good or whatever. Enough, I would imagine like
it might be just like wave survival. I'm thinking that it's gonna be that, or maybe some sort of like crappier levels. But yeah, the story looks kind of cool. It's like the Avengers fucking lost. A lot of people died, and then it's like them getting back together and like trying to fix everything. It looks, I think it looks neat. It looks like a really good game. Plus, it's fucking Eidos, dude. They're great.
Yeah, God, could you imagine how expensive that would be to mocap like all those actors use their likeness? That'd be insane. That'd be more expensive than making the movie.
I would imagine that all that stuff is in the movie, aren't they? Don't they have mocap of everybody? Like,
dude, how much was Robert Downey for the last one? The last movie?
I don't know. I think he wrote his own check, dude. It was close to him writing his own check.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Right.
Moving on.
But yeah, okay. Stadia PC, it's coming out.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be on Stadia.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Dying Light 2. I don't remember. I guess we talked about it when it was announced.
When we saw the first trailer. I forgot which. It could have been last E3.
I didn't see anything new from. Is there new stuff footage?
I didn't see any new footage.
I just wanted to remind everybody that it's coming out, and we're big fans of Dying Light over here.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have a release date on this, Bobby, maybe?
I don't know. It'd be nice if you linked it.
Yeah, I know. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, but this one looks really cool because it has more of the whole world changes depending on your decisions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That looks so fucking sick.
2020. Yeah, man, it took me a long time to get into the first Dying Light, like to actually play it. But once I did, I was so hooked. Like, because I really like Dead Island and Dead Island 2.
Yeah.
And it was like that, but just better in a lot of different ways.
I love
what happened to Dead Island 2.
Dying Light happened to it.
Yeah.
There was Riptide. Was there a Dead Island 2 or was it Dead Island Riptide?
Riptide.
Yeah. And that was great too. Like they fixed a lot of the bugs. But yeah, Dying Light was just, you know, everything but better. And this, I imagine, is just going to build on top of that.
The best thing about Dead Island was the trailer. It's like one of the best trailers ever.
That trailer sold a lot of games.
Yeah.
Well, they've only had the trailer for Dead Island 2, and they have not shown anything else after that trailer.
Oh, they showed it years and years ago. They had like that Jack Black lookalike kind of like doing a voice. Yeah, they showed
on the beach, right?
No, it was a guy jogging.
Yeah, it was a guy jogging. Yeah.
And he just
but his voice sounded like Jack Black.
That game is done. It's not coming out.
No, they said like a couple weeks ago. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, we're still working on it.
Yeah, it's not dead yet.
Remember that multiplayer Dead Island that came out, Bobby, for a little while? It was a top down. Or isometric?
Yeah.
Yeah, just for, we played it for like...
Island something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was a Battle Royale, Dead Island. Dead Island, Dying Light.
Dying
Light. Yeah, I like that one.
Well, it wasn't like a hardcore one. It was like 8 people on there, right? Because I tried it once.
There were 8 people playing that game.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, it was designed for 7,000, but only 8 people showed up.
So. No, but I mean, because remember I played it, and there was only 8 people on the map, and then there was a zombie.
No, it was way more. At least 20.
And I was trying to kill a zombie.
Yeah.
The big ass one, and then some guy came out to attack me, so I'm trying to fight that guy while the zombie trying to get
That's why I liked it, man.
So it was kind of cool.
I liked it a lot.
And then I got just fucked up by some other dude that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I forget the name of it, but
you sure it wasn't just like 8 people at a time?
It was it was at least 20.
No, it was. I don't think it was that big.
It was a smaller amount, but I don't know if it was as small as 8 people. All right, Mobius, thank you for the subscription.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Hey, while he's here, I promised him to. It's been a while since we plugged WASD. Can you give me the URL, Mobius, so that I could tell him about it? Anyway, so this is a foundation that we started. It's a non-profit. Me and Bobby are attached to it. I'm actually the treasurer, even though I'm terrible at saving money. I'm going to be spending all that shit. No, I'm kidding. But what we're doing is the suicide and depression rates for vets is ridiculous, unacceptable. And the government's not doing enough to fix it. So we're going to try to do a little bit for ourselves and do it ourselves. And we're going to do it through the thing that we love the most, which is gaming. So what we do is people nominate a person that is in need, and we provide them with a computer, full-on rig, everything, top to bottom. And so this, we custom build it ourselves. We hand deliver it. We do the handshake, and it doesn't end there. From there, we're going to start. Well, there's already been one recipient, and the next one, after we get a few, we're going to have a Discord for them and a network where they can play back and forth, but also, you know, work on stuff. And so there's a community, and that's a lot of where the depression comes from, because you're so tight knit when you're in the military, and then you leave for whatever reason, and then you have no one, but you do have somebody. You have WSD. So, if you want to donate something right now, you can go to wasdfoundation.org. And from there, I think you can get to our PayPal, but we're going to, there's going to be more options on how to donate later on. But yeah, that's what we're doing. Even better than money is connections. If you know somebody in hardware, that's what we need. Once we get hardware, we can build rigs. Once we build rigs, we can give them to people and put them where they need to be. So, yeah, I think it's a great cause. And
Incidus has connections with, I think he can get like multiple parts like really cheap.
Oh, yeah. I remember him saying something. Yeah. We'll talk to him about it.
Awesome. And then if he's not a dick, I can still get like one like gamer that's kind of popular. I want to say his name. But like he has a bunch of money.
Okay.
And I helped him out with some stuff like a long time ago.
Sounds awesome.
So maybe, I've seen his new YouTube videos or whatever he's doing with his line, and then he likes to donate. Maybe I can find a way to get a
touch. Mobius, this is your fault. If you got me at the top of the show, I wouldn't have been drunk, but I think I pulled it out there.
All right, and we'll link that in the show notes as well, so you can click on that under highlights.
Yep.
All right, last thing for on the radar, Enter the Gungeon, House of the Gun Dead.
Mostly I brought this up because, well, one, I really like Enter the Gungeon. Also, it's free on Epic right now. You should go pick that up. It's an awesome game. But we were talking about Light Strike. What is it called? Light Gun? Light Gun games, right?
Light Gun.
Yeah, we were talking about that with Loop when he was here because he had never played one, I think we talked about. But anyway, they made one. They made an actual arcade game. Who knows if it's any good, but Enter the Gungeon is really fun, and we were just talking about it. I think it's cool. Oh, I also think that they found the smallest girl possible to try to make the machine look as big as possible. Because, you know, there's no way that's a full-size cabinet.
Yeah.
No
way. You see a lot of these new cabinets that they're building, and they are smaller versions of it. Now, there is a Light Gun game on Steam, and you can buy this hardware online, and the game has compatibility for it, then you can use it. Of course, you got to set it all up. But what was that game? It was Blue something on Steam. Emilio, you played it, but I don't think you used the Light Gun. Do you?
Huh?
This is a long time ago. this is back in like when we used to record at your old place. So yeah. This is like, I'm talking 4 years ago.
Maybe look up Light Gun.
Blue, let's see. Light Gun. Maybe it's not on Steam anymore. I really remember Blue in the title. Blue
Estate. Oh, yeah. I did play this.
Blue Estate, yeah.
I played it with a mouse, though. Yeah. It's good game. It's really campy and cheeky fun. Mm-hmm. Like they're just making fun of everything the whole time. I like this game. I completely forgot about it.
Yeah. This one.
It seems like a Tarantino movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was like on the Xbox or something too.
Probably.
Yeah, I have it on the Xbox or something because I've seen that little intro and like walking around.
Yeah, God, makes me miss the days.
I love that Bobby can bring up games that I played that I forgot.
Dude, that's crazy. I used to love light gun games. Dude, I used to have House of the Dead. I used to have Time Crisis.
Is that possible? Is there a light gun peripheral that you can use with the computer right now?
Yeah. On the webpage for Blue Estate, I think they linked it. But let's see, light gun for PC. Arcade light gun, yeah, that
aim track right there.
Arcade Guns, I guess, is the company. All right, aim track.
No.
Yeah,
well, that looks tactical as shit.
This looks a lot like the
Time Crisis
Sega Saturn one. Looked just like that.
Works with CRTs, LCDs, and plasmas. PC USB 2.0. It's awesome, man.
Yeah, and they're not cheap. If I remember, did you guys see a price up here?
No,
online store.
So we go to the store. Dude, this website is straight out of like 2004.
Yeah. Wow, man.
This is like a dude. This is the last arcade, bros.
This is how my porn used to look back in the day.
Okay, so $95 to $120.
Sublime Director.
Oh, you can get the one with recoil.
You know? Oh, yes.
That was my shit.
Yes.
Wait, what game?
Not porn.
Porn.
Oh.
SublimeDirectory.com. It looked like this.
Why is it when she's not here we start talking about porn?
Because there's nobody to say shut the fuck up.
Dude, the recoil was sick. I think the one where you stepped on the pedal had the recoil, it would like snap back as you shoot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Time Crisis. Yeah, that was cool.
They still have to. They add, if you go to Dave and Buster's, they have Time Crisis 5 there, dude. And then like House of the Dead a million. It's pretty sick.
Dude, I want to go to an arcade again if they still have them. I think they combine arcades. We talked a lot about it last episode, but I think they combine a lot of them with bars or, you know, Dave and Buster's. Yeah. And those are like newer, different types of games.
If you go to Coin House in La Mesa, that one has a lot of cool old style games. And
do they work though? Because if you go to Coin Hop downtown, it's like,
yeah, those are busted.
Yeah.
But there is an arcade. I used to live across the street from it in East County, Bowling Alley, and an arcade down there. They also got a pool hall. But they actually had a lot of stuff there. Even as like an adult and in my 20s, every now and then I just cross the street and spend like $10 at the arcade, like the good old days.
How about Boomers? Don't they have arcades anymore?
Oh, for sure, dude. That's a great idea for at TwitchCon.
Oh, yeah,
we'll go down to Twitch.
Coin House. That's probably Coin Op. I don't know.
The one downtown.
We should do some research. We'll check it out.
Yeah,
we'll scope it out.
In San Jose, we used to have Nickel City when they started charging.
Yeah, we had a Nickel City out here.
Yeah. It was right there off Plaza Boulevard.
Now they're gone.
Yeah, there's one. I think there might still be one in Mira Mesa, a Nickel City.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to start looking up arcades and scoping it out because, that'd be an awesome little trip. Hit up the arcade. Get those cords.
Call Uber. We need a 14-person Uber, please.
They come with a bus.
Okay.
Arcade.
All right, so that's about it. There was a ton of other stuff at E3. We just covered the stuff that stood out to us the most and things that we haven't
covered. One that stood out and I forgot about. Myths and Gods? Is that what it's called?
Oh,
Gods and Myths?
Gods and something.
Monsters and Gods.
Monsters and Gods.
Or Gods and Monsters.
That one
Gods and Monsters. There you go.
Is it that? No.
No.
Fucking Professor X is chilling there. Not Professor X. It's Magneto. Old school Magneto.
Oh, yeah.
And who else is he?
Gods and Monsters.
Yeah, it's Gods and Monsters. Oh, yes. Apparently, that's also a movie from the 90s.
You know why I'm interested in this game? It's like.
It's pretty.
It's going to be the PC Zelda.
It looks like Zelda.
It's going to be the Greek mythology Zelda. On a PC. I can't wait for that. And especially if they do mods. Like, you look at it looks just like it, dude. Honestly. It's going to be some little hero just going out in this big, super open world. Kind of even has the same kind of little art style.
Speaking of Zelda, Breath of the Wild 2 was announced.
Yeah. And it's going to be a direct sequel. None of that. It's not going to be a brand new engine or anything.
Weirdness, right?
Huh?
February 25th, 2020.
Yeah. But so I don't know.
That's, PC needs more Zelda titles.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, because we're never getting Zelda.
No, never. Well, you never know. Everything's changing, man. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
To a Nintendo streaming service?
I know, right? I'd be down. So down.
$75 a month.
Fuck that.
They could charge a lot, though. I could.
They could.
Yeah, people would pay.
Imagine, and they had every Nintendo game.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, bring up the Yoshi game. I want you to see these graphics.
It's, what's it called?
Right? Yeah, I forgot.
Just new the, Yoshi game.
Just the Yoshi Switch.
I find it so compelling, dude. I can't.
Crafted like, World. Something like that. Yeah.
Yoshi's Crafted World?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's why. It looks like, yeah. So it's kind of, yeah, it's made out of crafts. Oh, there it is. Now it makes sense. Yeah, it just looks like somebody had pieced all this together with cardboard pieces and stuff. Anyway, I can't stop looking at it. Like when Mila's playing, those are toilet paper rolls. Now it all makes sense. It's crafted.
When I was playing it, because like I couldn't find like the last coin.
How cool does that look, though?
That looks great.
I know, dude. Fuck.
So it's like Mario games, like you just run around.
Side scroller.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah. Hidden cool stuff. It's,
it's not a bad thing. I'm just.
It's 2.5D, like that right there. You have to interact with the background.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's both Sam and Mila are playing this right now. And it's I wish that was too.
It's actually really fun.
Yeah.
But I can't get past the second level.
$75 a month. It's worth it. Get past it. Oh, because you're looking for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to get past. And I don't know how. I can't find it. I don't know what the fuck. It's a Yoshi game. It shouldn't be hard. And then I don't want to Google it.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Anyway, I have to mention that. This is fucking gorgeous. Gorgeous game.
Is there anything else from E3 that stood out for you guys? You don't remember? Or
there were a few
obviously,
things.
the big titles.
Yeah, you know, Psychonauts 2 was up there.
Yeah.
It's cool to see more of that. Battletoads, after seeing the gameplay footage, I was...
Yeah, right?
I wasn't too into it.
The only thing that made me say, wow, was Doom Eternal. That was the only thing for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That the one didn't footage. Even make me flinch. It was like, oh, it's
the Doom. New footage?
Yeah. Wait. There's newer footage than the Stadia time?
Just the intro. They showed this a long time ago, but the intro sequence is amazing on that.
Not just that, but there was.
But the gameplay footage is great,
and that your friends can play.
The battle mode or whatever.
Nobody's gonna do it, but
the graphic looked really shitty.
There were a handful of things that looked like they might be good, but they didn't.
Look at the battle mode.
No, I'm talking about like in the normal campaign.
Oh no,
your friends can become demons and attack you.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's a new thing. That's one of the part. You got to watch the new shit, dude. The new shit's dope.
That's just it. It's going to be the same game.
You can also fuck off.
Yeah, I know, right? Fuck it. It's going to be the same game, dude. It's going to be exactly the same fucking game. But now...
It's fine with me, though. I'm ready for more Doom. I could play the 2016 one again right now, too. Just might.
You played on normal. You could play it on hard this time.
Did I?
Yeah,
probably.
Take the training wheels off, Bobby.
Yeah, I should probably play on harder.
No, I remember. Oh,
dude, these days, like the normal mode is like the easy mode. It's like like going to McDonald's and now like the medium is the large or whatever. You know, it's like the sizes all move up one.
I remember you played on normal because when I asked you, this is the first time you snapped back at me. You were like, yeah, I got nothing to prove to nobody. I was like, all right, dude. Shit.
Single player games, yeah, I usually don't care about the difficulty.
God, I cannot enjoy a Far Cry on normal difficulty. It's just too fucking easy. Even on hard, it's too easy. And somebody was telling me about Rage 2. Like, he played it on ultra difficulty. Because towards the end, you are one-shotting everything. So some games, like that one, needs to be adjusted as you go. Because you get so super overpowered.
Yeah, but not too much. Because then there's what's the point of even...
In Far Cry, you can adjust your difficulty on the fly, right?
Yeah.
Like just whenever you want, turn up the difficulty. I think in older ones, you could.
Thinking about you watching Dynasty.
I only played the one...
Black Mirror exists, Bobby. Literally, like if
no, because I would have to pay attention to a show like that, dude. Dynasty, I put it on. It's like I get what's going on. You know, there's a boom mic in the shot. This guy's sleeping with that girl, right? But it's his baby.
If I was some sort of like matchmaker for people and TV shows, and I'd be like, oh, robot. Yeah, clearly Black Mirror. Okay, cool. And I just signed. It would be the easiest thing ever. But nope. Dynasty somehow works.
Fucking Dynasty.
So I did mention I was playing a lot of Deep Rock. I've now promoted all four of my characters.
Jeez.
I've unlocked like a ton of stuff. Oh my god. But
did you grab the cup that was just there chilling?
Yeah, but I washed them with soap.
There's still fungus on the side of that one.
Lick it off.
Dude, it's right there. Look at that.
Yeah. Do you want the Lysol?
God damn it. I'm going to get sick or something, dude. I hate you. I fucking hate you.
What is going on? Technical difficulties. Okay. So, yeah, Deep Rock going great. Totally addicted to that game. I'm going to keep playing it. If you see me playing it, just, join my game.
Do you hop on? Really, though, Bobby?
Yeah, you know what I did today is I just played Hazard Level 5. There's this one guy I've kind of seen around because I've been playing so much. I'm starting to see the same people. But this one guy, I stuck with him for a few matches, and we just did Hazard Level 5s, and that's the real challenge. I'm all kitted out with every single character. Like, unless I want to switch my builds and experiment, I can't really unlock anything more. Like, I got everything that I could possibly get, and still Hazard Level 5 is, like, it's rough. But I did that, and that was a hell of a lot of fun. But I still like just rolling through stuff with new people and people that aren't as experienced, too.
But do you mind explaining?
No, not at all. Okay. No, I enjoy that. But I did learn. Every now and then, I learned something. I was in a group with one of these crazy people who's like level 1, 2, 300. I'm level 50, account level 50, by the way, to give you an idea. But as a scout, a lot of times I'll zip line up to something, grab something, and then just kind of be hanging there. And I know I'm going to take fall damage. So a gunner I was with ran over to me and just stood underneath me. And he said, just fall on my head. So I fell down and he broke my fall. No. Didn't take any fall damage. So I guess that's a little strat.
Yeah, for sure. Bobby, did you know that you could, I'm sure you've seen this. You've played so much more than me, but you can zip line on, you can grapple on top of a structure, let's say it's like some gold. Mm-hmm. You can stand on top of the gold.
Yeah, if the vein is sticking out far enough.
Yeah. It definitely has to be the certain.
Well, last night when you thought it was pretty funny, I was like, oh yeah, I got that. Don't got that.
Yeah, because
I tried to do exactly that. Screen. Yeah.
He's like, I got that. And then there's a little hole, like when I'm digging, and there's a little window on the wall. And then I see somebody, he's like, don't got that. He just falls past my window.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm having a great time with that game, and I'm still, like, experimenting with my builds. I've been playing so much Gunner, and I'm like, I think I'm going to redo how I do my shields.
Another thing I've figured out is that, I mean, this is an easy one, but the Engineer, his platforms, there's a spongy form of the platforms where there's no fall damage. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's falling, or if I'm planning to take a big fall, I just throw something down there and then fall on that. There's all these little things, mm-hmm. man. I'm so glad. This is one of the biggest... I'm so glad we gave it Game of the Year. I'm proud of that one. I'm also proud of, I think Smite was really good at its time. And what is the other one?
The fuck?
Smite at its time was really good, dude.
Yeah,
never. They did fucking free to play the best way possible. Like they
Smite nailed back
it.
In beta was pretty good.
Anyway, let's move on.
All right, so we finally got to start on Divinity Original Sin 2. We started our co-op, Emilio and I. We haven't made it very far into the game. I will say I did fix our little mistake last night. As we finished playing and we're about to log off, I went to quick save and I accidentally hit quick load, completely undoing the fight that we had just done.
20 minutes or so.
Knockdown, drag out fight with these guys probably took, at least 20 minutes.
It probably wasn't worth it anyway. We used all our resources, every health potion.
Yeah, used a lot.
We barely
but
made
we'll
it
get, we'll get more. But today I just single player, I went through and just redid that fight. Didn't use up as many resources, but still was not easy. Yeah. Just so we didn't have to do that all over again together.
Gotcha.
But we're doing the lone wolf. So each of us have higher stats, but we can't take on another companion. We can't have a group of four. So it's just going to be the two of us. And I feel like early game, we're just slaughtering them. It hasn't been too much of a problem.
And until we go up too high and then...
Yeah,
we've had problems.
It'll be an issue.
It's either we one shot him, mm-hmm. or it's a fucking knockout. Then drug.
Yeah, but you know, it depends on their level. But you know what's funny is we spent forever just trying to figure out what character am I going to play, what am I going to do, and I ended up just going with the exact same thing that I did last time, like a knight. I'm doing the Red Prince, but he's got a knight build, so he's going to be two-handed sword, melee combat.
And I went Necromancer,
which is a little different.
Yeah.
Than what you did last time. So you aren't Hydrosophist. You're going to be raising things from the dead.
And we're lacking CC right now. But anyway,
yeah.
Those that have played this, you'll know what we're talking about. I mean, it is what it is until we get past the beginning, mm-hmm. which is great. I mean, the whole game is great.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
It definitely paces itself better than the first game. The first game, there was so much just running around town and not enough fighting for like the first couple of hours.
This mixes fighting in the town. First town. So it's great. It's like talk, 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 fight, 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 back and just rinse, repeat.
But, itchy and scratchy show.
Yeah.
And the quest system is, I don't know if it's better, but it's a lot easier. They put quest markers on the map. They're a lot easier to figure out. There's just there's some more training wheels on too. Definitely. It's way more accessible than the first one, which I think I like. The game still has a lot of challenge, but the first one was just so like you're on your own, man. It was nuts. But I'm excited to go through on my own single player campaign. I went through the first island, which takes you a long time. I mean, that's no, like the boat is the tutorial. Game,
I've heard.
Yeah, it's a good chunk of the game. It could take you like 20 hours. So I'm familiar with all that, but it's been years and I'm glad to play through it again. I'm enjoying it and I can't wait. It's going to be great when we get off the island.
And it's better now because it's the definitive edition.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed. I don't even think there was necromancers before. I don't remember one.
I'm not sure what the difference was. I really can't remember.
I feel there's new characters too, but I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, so hopefully we'll get a chance to play more of that this week. I know I was like, especially today, I was itching to play it, but I had to just,
me too.
Yeah. I had to just deal with some Deep Rock instead. But I mean, just the two of us trying to play is tough. Imagine trying to get four people.
And that's why we're not being dicks by not having four play. Like it just takes so long and each fight is probably 25-40% faster because there's only two of us mm-hmm. taking turns.
Yeah. Well, then your summon minion that you always forget.
Yeah. I'll be sitting on my summon minion. You know what? We're not saving any time, Bobby, because I always forget that I'm a blob.
Yeah. We do need to figure out some CC though. I think that's going to screw us later.
Yeah. No, we'll get it.
I did want to make a mention of something. So I talked last week about that website, WSGF.com, and it's pretty difficult to navigate, but I did eventually find the search bar for it. But I noticed there was an update to Augmented Steam, that Chrome extension that you can get, which we have right here, which tells you all those little extra facts about
right.
it. There is a plugin for WSGF. So I'm going to an old game here, Judge Dredd, Dredd vs. Death. If I scroll all the way down, then we should see, WSGF on the lower right-hand side of the web page.
Oh.
And it'll show you right here, okay, it has limited widescreen support, multi-monitor, no, 21:9, no. And then you can click on limited widescreen, and it'll take you right to the page for that game on WSGF.com.
Oh, sick. Is Final Fantasy IX on here? Like
I looked it up, and I don't think it was.
Wow.
I don't think it was. They had.
I guess it is the worst Final Fantasy.
They had like all the other Final Fantasies except that.
Ray, so you know what it is. It's for old games. You make them widescreen.
Oh, okay.
It's the widescreen.
They're like mods. And so they have everything but what you wanted.
Yeah, everything's a little different on this website, too. So if I search for Final Fantasy, we got Typo 7, 8, 11, 14.
They're remastering 8. They announced it at E3.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Which is a good one. I like that one.
All right, so I just wanted to mention that. Emilio, you had a chance to play the new Borderlands DLC.
I did. I played it all the way through with some DLG crew. You know what was really cool, too, is there was a new guy, I think, a new guy to the server, Rusty Bagel, I think his name was. Hmm. And we had some fun with him. Also, JD Constriction and who else? Anyway, somebody else. Worconius.
Worconius.
Yeah. And so we played, you know, it's only 3 hours probably. It probably took us 4 hours because we forgot how to play the fucking game, you know? There's not that it's that hard, but just like common little things like how fast travel works and stuff.
Were you guys able to use old characters that you'd?
Yeah, I was shocked that my my old character was there and looking awesome as ever. I had a lot of questions about, like, because I have 110 hours in this game and I don't have a max level character. I was like, how is that possible? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I think because I only played single player. Anyway, so there's a high-res texture pack that's almost the size of the original game. The game is like 10 gigs, and the high-res texture pack is 8 gigs.
Mm-hmm. Those take up a lot of space.
If this game came out today, nobody would complain about the graphics. I mean, it looks fantastic. It handles fantastic. Everything works really well. When you go into the... First of all, the launcher for the game is kind of like... It doesn't look like any other launcher. It's not a window like everything else. It's just kind of like splattered on your, on your desktop. It's just kind of like a splatter, and you just kind of function within there, and then you launch the game, which I haven't seen since then. What else? Oh, once you launch the game, you're in the game. It has a list of your friends, what part of the game you're there in, how long they have been playing, and all you have to do is click on any of their names, and you go right in. I mean, games that come out today don't have these functions. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. It's been around forever, so they've had a long time to like perfect these things. But still, it's like, why haven't other people copied these things? They make it so easy. It was great. I mean, I had a really good time. We had difficulty with our levels. Like, I was 43 and everybody else was 30. So I was one-shotting everything. It wasn't really fair. So that kind of slowed things down for me. And so I didn't get the difficulty I should have. But besides that, the DLC is cool. Story-wise, we were talking so much, I don't know what happened. Pretty sure there's a bad guy, and
so
we killed him.
So this is supposed to bridge the gap between Borderlands 2 and 3?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Rogue One, right? I think.
It's the Ground Zeroes to the to the Phantom Pain?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Which, I mean, it's free content, and it's not bad.
Yeah, and we should say the name of it. It's Commander Lilith and the Fight for Sanctuary.
It's free. It's 2-4 hours of content. JP Diddy was telling me that this is scratching his itch to play some more. I want to play some more. I bought all of the DLC possible for $4.10.
I still haven't played it, dude.
Yeah, let's play, dude. We're going
to
play.
But I have to start from the beginning.
Gameplay-wise, so this spawned the genre, right? This made the looter shooter. This is the first one. For it to still be playable and not show its age is fantastic. The only thing where it falters a little bit is the guns don't they don't feel like you're like, you know, like other games. Like, let's say the extreme example of this would be the shotgun in Doom 2016. Like, when you use that thing, you feel like you're fucking shooting a shotgun. The sound is crisp, it's awesome. But I think when you're dealing with infinite random guns, you can't make them all feel fucking awesome. It's just they look great, and it pretty much ends there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you have to change your tactics depending on what you're shooting. But the shooting isn't as fun as it should be. But, you know, like I said, it spawned the genre. So hopefully Borderlands 3 feels better when you shoot it.
All right, cool. And so you didn't get to play Void Bastards this week, but you did play Shank.
I finished Shank.
Wow. How long was it?
3 hours, maybe.
Okay.
The first Shank?
Yeah, the first one.
What about that? Oh, I thought you were playing the second one.
No, I've never played either one.
Oh, okay.
So I played this one. It is Desperado the movie, I would say. It's kind of what it is. It's kind of like... over-conceptualized, like...
The one where Antonio Banderas had a guitar gun?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How could you forget? Hand-drawn art. It's really cool, well-done art. If there's a complaint about this game, it's a side-scroller beat-em-up. If there's a complaint, it's that you start with everything you're going to get at the beginning of the game. All your combos, everything is already in. There's no progression. But this is an older game, so you can forgive it for that. But I finished it in one sitting. Like, it was good. It's not the best thing I ever played. It's just pretty cool.
Didn't overstay its welcome.
It didn't. And
those boss fights?
Yeah. And the mechanics on the boss fights are repeated a lot, so that kind of sucked too. But you playing as a Mexican protagonist is kind of cool too. That doesn't happen very often. I think there's two now that I know of. Anyway, I can recommend it for $2.50. I started playing the second one. Yes, now it has progression, but it's funny because you're just progressing towards where you were at the beginning of Shank 1. So it kind of takes away.
Was that an origin story or what's going on with that?
No, it's just like, oh, now there's progression in video games. Let's do it like this now.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
When did this one come out?
It's pretty old, I think.
2010.
Yeah, 2010. Two isn't as good as three, as one. Two isn't as good as one, but it's good. I don't know if I'll finish it. There's other stuff I could be playing, but I'm glad I played through the first one. Pick it up if you see it on sale.
Yeah, and you can find this on sale for $2.50 or even cheaper than that quite often. It's been part of bundles a lot. Yeah, historical lowest price, $1.50. Ooh, that was 5 years ago, though. All right. Ray, you played Metro Exodus?
So I just kind of added it right now because, I didn't play last week. I really didn't. And I downloaded it because I got the Xbox Game Pass. So I downloaded Metro Exodus, Shenmue 1 and 2, Void Bastards, and Sea of Thieves. So I got four games I really want to play. But it's just kind of like a little, you know, I played for an hour. I'm going to keep playing it all this week, hopefully beat it. But from what I've played in the first hour, which, you know, a lot of it's intro, tutorial, and yeah, dude, it's got fungus. Asshole. and the story's really neat. Just starting off is really neat. Like, I don't want to I know it's only like the first hour of game, and like I'm not really spoiling much if I tell you what happens within that first hour, but it's enough for me to be like but I had to go do something, and I was like, shit, I want to keep playing, and I haven't been able to, and it's been in the back of my head, like I want to keep playing it. But it's
did you play 1 and 2?
Yeah, it's same games, like it's the same game just with super awesome updated graphic. It's ridiculous. The graphics are beautiful, man. I can't imagine how, cuz I think this is the only game that fully takes advantage of the ray tracing. Like I can only imagine how it looks. I have no clue, even though I could turn it on, cuz you know every Nvidia now can use the ray trace. But you're running like at 5 frames a second, I think. Mm-hmm. I have a 1080. Yeah. So, but it looks amazing. The game started, dude, and I had like three jump scares that just fucking, like, I don't know. I was on Discord with like Beef and I forgot who else, and I'm like, yeah, dude, but it just scared the crap out of me. But I can't wait, dude. I can't wait. I'm only an hour in. The story's so good so far. It has me like super intrigued. I want to keep playing, and I just haven't had I haven't had time, dude. But like, I want to go play right now for a little bit, for at least 2 hours, and then I want to go. I honestly just want to beat the main story. I'm not gonna go for full completionist like I do with most games. I just want to straight to the end. I'm playing it on hard. That's it. Done. Thank you. And but yeah, I can't wait. So. Hopefully I'll beat it. It's not that long. I heard it's like 12 hours.
Yeah. How long to be was saying about 13 and a half for the main storyline.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I think was about the length of Last Light.
Yeah.
I think that was around there.
Yeah. So I'll beat it like in a day or two. No, not a day. I'm not going to play that much, but because on Friday, Friday we're going to Disneyland again.
Again? Oh man.
Oh yeah. No, I'm taking Emilio this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is it going to be his first time going to Star Wars Land?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So when we made the reservations for Star Wars Land, well, like I made the first one, and it was like me, my girlfriend, her daughter, and then the other one was I fucked up on it's one reservation per account, mm-hmm. and I had two Disney accounts because one was with my old annual pass, and so I was still able to make a reservation on there, and it's just my name, so. Huh. And but the first one I fucked it up, so I made the second one, and then my girlfriend made another reservation, and she was like, "Oh, we should, like, let me ask Sammy if she wants to go, so she can, so we can like take the girls." And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And so we got Emilio reservation, so he's like, he's totally excited to go.
So I heard that you can only be in the Galaxy's Edge area for 4 hours at a time.
Yeah, but think of it this way, dude. How long are you in Frontierland or in Tomorrowland?
Yeah, that's true. 4 hours is a long time to spend in any
so area. And then they only have one ride. They don't have the other one's not open yet. The supposed supposed to be one of the best, most interactive rides ever. Mm-hmm. It's not open yet. So I'm taking this guy on Friday.
I heard if you stay past your 4 hours, the stormtroopers escort you out. Like, the whole thing.
So, like, I was
this Friday.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I was telling Emilio that because like I didn't want to share too much information because like he's gonna go so that
we'll compare notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but yes, you they give you wristbands.
What's the other game that we played or that I have that you played? Oh, Voidbusters.
Yeah.
Same thing. We're gonna compare notes next week because I haven't played it yet either.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Star Wars. Then.
No, I know. Oh. I'm saying it's similar.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, because I did play Void Bastards a little bit. I played two of the ships, or three. But, so, yeah, they give you a wristband, right, for Star Wars Land, and it's either blue, the red one, blue, red, or purple, or something like that, right? And after 4 hours, well, when the new crew's there, you know, obviously, if someone, like, you'll be the odd one out with like the big ass thick red, you know, wristband, which, you know, you can hide with a sweater. I don't think it matters. Mm-hmm. You know, you like
when for the most part.
Yeah. Like when we were walking out, no, like halfway through our thing, we saw a couple there and we were like, and they were barely leaving. We're like, how long were you guys here? Oh, we've been here for like 6 hours. And I'm like, what the fuck? Well, like, first of all, why would you be there for fucking 6 hours? You know, go enjoy Disneyland. Yeah. But yeah, so the stormtroopers are walking around, dude, and they'll kick you out. They'll come up. My friend has a video and it's his, on Instagram, and it was like mission accomplished. And it was the stormtroopers like, what are you still doing here, civilian? And they're like, oh, we're sorry. We're just, you know, still buying stuff. What? Get the fuck out of there. I mean, it's not like that, right? And they were like, no, well, we have to go. No. And the guy, they just kept pushing them back and back and just like, keep going. And they're pointing the guns at him. It was so cool, dude.
Wow.
That was super cool.
Gia told me that, like, she's like, did you know I'm a Jedi Master? I tricked the...
So that was the coolest thing, dude. So
what happened?
Okay, so...
I didn't understand her story.
Okay, yeah, of course. Right? Little six-year-old trying to be all excited. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Almost
did you know I'm a Jedi Master? In the middle of another sentence.
And she... So we were... So first of all, they give you an app. The new Disney app. You can walk around Disneyland. I mean, the whole Star Wars land. And there's props and everything. And you have to collect... It'll tell you, like, there'll be missions. Like, oh, a Jedi or whatever... Or it's either your first order or you're like part of the resistance, and they'll tell you, hey, you know, we need to find out what cargo came in for the resistance or what came, or like, you know, you have to pick your side.
Right.
And can you go to this area and find out what's over there? You're like, okay, cool. So you have your phone and you're walking around and then you'll see like a just random, you know, just boxes like cargo over there, and there'll be little UPC codes and you click on them. Then the game comes up and you do the puzzle, whatever. You're like, hey, you're hacking them.
Right.
You hack it, and they'll be like, nope, wrong one. It's like, oh, shit, and there's like five boxes. So you're doing each little box, and you find the right one, and you're like, and it's like, oh, you found it, and then you send it. And it's the actual characters from the movie. They're like, oh, my God, thank you. You know, now we know they're buying these parts and blah, 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 blah. Thank you. Now it's better for us to, you know, fight the resistance or the First Order. Super cool, dude.
That is cool.
Super cool.
Damn.
So I was doing that and taking, like, I was looking at some boxes that were there, and some girl just walks up, and because Gia's dressed up as Rey.
Okay.
She's like, oh my God, Rey, we need your help. And she was like, what? Just, fuck.
This is not.
Stranger danger.
You didn't buy her costume there. Like, she came to
Star
Wars Land.
No. Her mom bought her the, the deluxe ultra looks legit as fuck costume, not the, you know, freaking Party City one.
What I'm saying is this wasn't planned by them.
No.
This is something you just showed up and she was dressed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they walk up to her and they're like, dude, we need your help. There's someone over there that needs your help because they're like, they're being interrogated by the First Order. And I need you to use your Jedi powers. And she's like, what? she didn't know how to react.
Yeah.
And she was just like, no, please. You know how to use your Jedi mind tricks? She's like, Yeah, I think so. Yeah, probably. What is it again? It's just so funny, dude. He's like, you can go up to him, and you're going to do this to him, and you're going to say, there's nothing to see here, or something like that. Yeah. Or like, you know, I forgot exactly what it was. She's like, okay, are you ready? She's like, yeah, come on, let's go. And she grabs his hand, they're running. And there's this officer, right? And the full-on officer suit, yeah. Like, looks super dope.
Like, with the gray with the little pointy hat.
Yeah. And then there's two stormtroopers, and there's a little girl, dude, like a little 5-year-old girl, and the guy's like just like going off on her, and the little girl's like, what? Like another kid's all fucked up, like traumatized, right? Because she thinks she's about to go to jail or something. And then Gia just comes up and says, like, go. She goes up and she's like, there's nothing, you know, this whatever.
Yeah.
And the guys are like, a third? What? And then they're like, go. And they run. And then Gia's like,
yeah.
She runs back. She says, did you see that? I did that, like, with my mind. Like, can you believe?
Dude.
Oh my God, I'm a Jedi.
So, like, just because Alana got her a costume, Gia's going to be a politician, like a successful one, and the other girl's going to go to prison because she thinks
that she's a criminal.
You know what I mean?
Wow. But it's neat, man.
That sounds awesome.
It's really cool. Everyone there is in character, man. You can't say like, oh, do you have this or do you have that? Like normal stuff, they'll be like, oh, yeah. Is that your data pad? I'm like, the fuck? Oh, my phone.
Your phone, yeah.
What the fuck is a phone? Oh, hey. And I asked someone like, hey, do you have, because Gia wanted a lightsaber, like the Rey one, but she wanted one that's like, they had like the nice ones, right? The one that bang and they make all the noises and everything. Okay. She was like, no, I don't want that one. I want one that flies out. And I was like, okay, that's cheaper. Fuck it. But they had them, but they didn't light up. So we asked them, hey, do you guys know it like somewhere like outside of like in somewhere else in Disneyland? Do you guys have the ones that light up, but like you come out? She's like, what?
They ignore this.
And I'm like, over at Disneyland. Like, and I was like, are you serious? She's like, oh. We don't sell that on this planet, but maybe another planet they do. And I was just like,
so everybody's in on it.
Yeah,
yeah, super. That's cool though.
And they all have their little backstory. If you ask them, like, oh, so what do you do here on this
planet? They're like NPCs.
It's really neat.
It's like Westworld, man.
Yeah, dude. They might all be androids, dude. Who knows, dude?
Can you sleep with them?
I don't know. I'd probably go to jail if I tried. But it's really neat, man.
That's awesome.
It's super cool.
I'm going to go in probably late July. I think I'm going to go.
Yeah, they're going to have it's like getting a fast pass. You're going to get there, try to get there early, try to get a fast pass. You'll get a spot. They'll give you 4 hours to go in there. And you don't need more than 4 hours, dude.
Nice.
You really don't.
That's awesome, man. I would have died for something like that when I was a kid.
I was just thinking right now, why Lucas, like in the height, let's say like right after Empire Strikes Back, why didn't they make a theme park? Like, at the time.
Well, because they only did... I don't know, dude.
Everybody should...
It's a
different world.
Brian was telling me that in Vegas, they had a Star Trek bar where everyone's in character and all that stuff back in the day, like in the 80s. Worked. And it was supposed to be really neat.
Yeah.
Like,
that'd been sick.
Like, super probably the character. One, like
there was Goldberg. A bar. Yeah, the Whoopi Goldberg. Mm-hmm. That was a sweet bar.
Yeah.
They had that 3D chess in there and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are so off topic.
Yeah.
Well, anybody know what video games are?
Yeah. Star Wars Land.
All right. Well, I have continued to watch video game movies every week, watching something new. I forgot to ask for suggestions last week. So what I did is I went back to a movie that I remember being really good. I saw this. I was 19, so I was very drunk when I saw this for the first time. And I went back to watch it a second time, and it was still good. Like, I really enjoyed it. The movie is Resident Evil 2002, the very first one that started it all. Resident Evil. So, interesting fact, this is
Mila Jovovich, right?
Mila Jovovich. This is after... So she had an interesting career. She was in Fifth Element. That was her big break. Mm-hmm. Started dating the director after that.
Mm-hmm.
They got divorced after.
You saw her boobies.
Yeah. They got divorced after 2 years. Then she starts making these Resident Evil movies.
Not hot, by the way.
Huh?
I don't see the hotness at all.
Dude, she's gorgeous. Her face.
I don't get it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she's got a,
I don't get it.
She's got a model face.
I get that other people think she's hot. I just don't see it.
Well, anyway, she married Paul W.S. Anderson, the director of the Resident Evil movies after this. So I guess she's got
that's why she's been in seven of them.
Oh, so she was sleeping with the director.
So Paul W.S. Anderson, talked about him before. He directed He directed the Mortal Kombat movie from 1995 and Annihilation in 1997. He also
good.
Yeah, he does a good job, I think. You watch this movie and it's a little dated, and I guess you could criticize for that, but I think he did a good job. Annihilation got terrible reviews. I don't remember that movie, but I'll have to watch it again. He also directed a movie that I really
No, you
liked.
Don't, dude. You don't have to watch it again.
I remember liking it, so I got to see.
Okay, thank God.
But he directed Event Horizon in the late 90s, which I really like that movie. Still to this day, it's a classic.
Yeah. People reference that a lot.
Dude, Annihilation was really bad, but it was really good. I don't know if you understand me by saying that. But
no, I totally get it.
It was the one that had the most characters that looked like the video game. So like,
yeah,
for me,
all out video game.
So it was like, oh, this is so cool. But it was a piece of shit.
Did it also make that one?
He directed that one. So also in this movie is Michelle Rodriguez. I know we all forgot about her.
Is this before the first Fast and Furious? No, right?
Yeah, the first Fast and Furious was like right at the end of the 90s or early 2000s. Oh, wait, so this is 2002? Yeah, so this was probably right after.
I remember in San Jose, the cops had announced that the night that Fast and Furious came out, that all street racing tickets were going to be double that night. I remember that we're like going.
That was a huge trend back then. Once Gone in 60 Seconds and then Fast and the Furious, like it just ignited this whole.
I remember this.
Yeah. So anyway, Resident Evil 2, Michelle Rodriguez is in it as well. This is, you recognize her from the Fast and Furious movies. Also, she was in Lost. She is the, doesn't take shit from anybody, Latina.
She's in Lost?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, she was in the second season, and then she got arrested for something, and then they kicked her off the show. They wrote her off.
Oh,
yeah. So she didn't last too long. But yeah, she was great in this. The movie, like it has 2002 special effects, but they really went for it. Like they didn't pull the punches on the special effects. My favorite one was when they're in the laser room here. I'll rewind back to it. So there is a laser that comes out and tries to saw him in half. And one guy is like trying to jump over it. And then it turns into the crisscross and just slices right through him.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it just start with the crisscross though? Right.
I don't know.
Dramatic effect.
Yeah. You got to build up to that. But yeah, they really went for the special effects on this. So I noticed some like on the zombies as well. It's funny to watch a movie like this back in the day because the whole, like you can tell the actors didn't do any tactical training. And nowadays, even though everything is very over the top, John Wick 3 being a great example of this, very over the top, a lot of unbelievable stuff in there, but a lot of very believable stuff in there too. And you know, they underwent a lot of training for that movie. And this, I'm like, why aren't you shooting at the head? Why aren't you triple tapping? Why aren't you like obviously, like, why wouldn't you do this or that? And like, just the way they hold their guns, it looks like someone who doesn't know what they're doing.
You're speaking to the choir here. Like I've always said, like in zombie movies, especially, I'm a big zombie movie freak. And like, I will give you zombies. And I will give you that it was just in the air. Like, I'll give you the backstory. But as far as how they're killed and what your actions are, they got to be spot on. Like, I'm giving you so much already for free as far as, like, believing the whole story. But shooting them and dealing with them, like, there can't be holes there.
Yeah, it's because they emptied, like when they first encounter him, they empty like a full clip into their chest. I'm like, oh my fucking God, really?
Yeah,
like,
so
what are you doing?
Is that Butterbean up there?
Yeah.
Dude,
there's a little documentary about him, dude. He is a really interesting cat, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He seems like a joke, but he was a really good boxer.
Well, with a name like Butterbean.
Oh, by the way, first Mexican heavyweight boxer ever is right now. He won all three belts from Joshua.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. He was a stand-in, dude.
A lot of Mexican boxers. I'm surprised to hear
that. But people are saying...
Well, because they're not big. That's why.
Oh, so heavyweight. Yeah, they got a lot of lightweights, welterweights. So
people are saying that, like...
He's a big, fat dude.
Mm-hmm. It might be all just excuses, you know, because he lost. But, you know, there's a lot of things that...
He got knocked out in training, right?
Yeah. Saying that. And that fucks you up.
Yeah. This is a new whiskey, by the way. This is the 12-year one.
Is that the regular one you got? Are we good, Scott?
No. This is 12-year.
That's actually smoother.
So this movie, they don't do this anymore, but Resident Evil begins with something that I love and I miss in movies these days. It's considered a little cheap and tacky now, but they have the opening crawl. Only Star Wars can do this, but they have the opening crawl that just front loads a bunch of exposition on you.
Oh, okay.
So there's, they actually read it as well as showing it, but it, you know, it's like,
it sets the scene.
Yeah. It sets up the movie. It kind of drops you into what the, what's going on in the world. And I don't know, something about this is just so like 90s cyberpunk to me. Like this reminds me of all those old movies where it's just words passing by on a screen. And you're like, oh, this is going to be bad, but it's going to be good.
I feel like maybe the producers, when they were, they're like, okay, we're going to make a video game movie. Fuck. Maybe they won't understand it. Can you add something in the beginning to explain it to people?
But there's a lot of world building you got to do up front. So,
yeah. But it's like, guys, there's every movie that comes out, we don't know what it's going to be about. We don't need an explanation. Yeah. But but it's probably these bigwigs thinking it's video games. People aren't going to.
Well, here's the interesting thing about Resident Evil. This movie came out in 2002. And it seems way more relevant today because the idea is that Umbrella Corporation is this giant company. They make everything. They make all these household products that everybody uses. Mm-hmm. But because they make so much money doing that, they can also run these secret underground laboratories where they're experimenting with genetics.
Like Amazon going to space.
Exactly. It's like Amazon. It's like Google. Like, this is the shit that's going on now. Like
you don't know what else Google's doing.
Yeah, dude, they probably got underground labs. Like they got some shit going on.
No, for sure.
But back in 2002, I don't think they bought the top seven companies like that.
Google bought the top seven robotics companies in the U.S. like 5 years ago.
Nice.
And did have you heard anything about Google's and robot? Nope.
Oh yeah, that Boston Dynamics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, something's coming. So the plot in this movie is that it's what I just described. Somebody who works for Umbrella tries to steal this serum that reanimates dead bodies, basically turns them into zombies. He's trying to steal it, sell it on the black market for a bunch of money. In the process of doing that, something goes wrong and he causes an outbreak to cover his tracks, but it doesn't go
very Jurassic Park well. In that way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like that. They did a really good job of not revealing certain information, certain things come to light, because these characters wake up with amnesia, and you're experiencing some of these things through flashback, you're figuring it out along with them. It was actually a really good movie. I mean, it's not a good movie, but I really enjoyed it. I think it still holds up, and I've never played a Resident Evil game except for a little bit of 7, and, so I don't know how it fits into that.
And that's why... Like, for instance, me, when it came out, I was like, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
I was so mad. Because, you know, like, I'm thinking Resident Evil 1. I want Chris, you know.
Right.
I want Chris Redfield in there. I want Jill Valentine. I want Wesker. Yeah. I want the mansion. I want to see the spiders come out. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, you know.
Dogs jump through the window.
Yeah. It does start in the mansion. The mansion is in there, but it's a very, like, that's the entry point to the underground secret laboratory. That's like the secret entrance to it, but it's a very small part of it.
Yeah, and then I was like, why do they have liquor? Liquor's gonna come out to the second movie. So, you know, me being a fucking nerd, this movie sucks. I watched it later on, you know, like a couple years later, and I was like, that's kind of cool.
And I think maybe the reason that I liked it so much is because I didn't go into it with those assumptions. And I think that's what... That's the fine line of video game. As I've been watching all this video game content or movies and TV shows, I'm realizing like it's tough to do because you have to appease fans of the genre, and video games is a very different medium than movies, but you also have to make a good movie as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to do. I don't know. And I don't know. That probably plays into why I like this one more, because I didn't play the series. But I don't know. What's going to be next week, though? You guys got any suggestions?
Yes, dude. Okay. So Black Mirror, Season 5.
No, video game movies.
Season 5, Episode 1 is all about video games.
Don't tell me about it yet. You guys almost said it on the weekend.
Yeah, they're all... None of them have anything to do with each other. They're just little vignettes. So you can go straight to Season 5, Episode 1. It's heavily video game related. And
how long is an episode?
45 minutes?
Yeah, an hour maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
And how many episodes?
There's like 3 or 4 per season.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Dude.
What's it on?
People have been asking me to talk about it on the podcast.
It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Yes. Okay. Yes, it's on Netflix.
All right. Yeah, maybe I'll check it out.
No, season 5, episode 1.
One of my favorite.
It's called Twin Dragons.
Have you ever seen, it's one of my favorite video game movies, Silent Hill?
movie? Silent Hill. I was actually looking that one up, and I think it's free on, like,
it should be on Crackle. It's
yeah,
Sony.
Crackle. Yeah, it's Sony. Free on Crackle.
Silent Hill, dude.
Yeah, and that's another example of a movie that I saw in the theaters and was like, this is a great fucking movie. I didn't play Silent Hill, though. I played some, like, knockoff.
I know which one.
The Evil Dead.
I know which one. I know which one.
The Evil Dead version.
Yeah,
of it.
Did you play the first Silent Hill?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
dude. There was
Silent Hill.
The scariest thing for me in that game, there was a locker that was banging.
I remember that.
And you walk up to the locker and you open it. There's this blood in it, but fuck.
Nah, dude. So
I was so scared.
I played all the Silent Hills, and I was looking forward to 5. You know, like it's like Silent, like the one with like Hideo and Guillermo.
Yeah.
4. And once, because you always wanted it to really happen, like in the game where the world changes, you know, and it never happened really cool, you know, like it went, it did like a transition, like a load screen, and then oh, the world's all And then once it got to like Silent Hill 4, where like the graphics were like the shit,
yeah,
and you're just running and you just see the paint peeling and everything, yeah. And it becomes like the hell world,
right?
That was, I got goosebumps the first time I played that. I was like, this is so cool. It's like one of my favorite like series. I just hands down. And that movie, dude, the movie's, it's the first game, this, you know, they switch characters and stuff like that, but it's exactly how the first game is.
Yeah, and I remember watching my friend play a lot of that game, so I am a little familiar with it. You know, she's trying to find, her daughter, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And then there's something about being outside, you hear a sound, and that means, like, oh, you got to run. I remember bits and pieces of it, but I remember really enjoying that movie.
Yeah, and, like, the first movie is pretty much like the first game, instead of being the, but in the game, it's a dude, he's called Harry, he's looking for his daughter, and it's the same thing, gets in a car crash, can't find his daughter, he goes into Silent Hill, starts looking for her, starts meeting all these people, which you meet in the movie, which is really neat. I thought it was super cool. And then, like, the second movie is also really cool, the Silent Hill, there's a second Silent Hill movie.
I know there is the first one.
There is. I didn't see it.
Yeah. And there's a second one. And then that one has to do with Silent Hill 3.
I was like, next week. Got it.
Dude, if anyone else watches them, they're kind of like, oh, those kind of shitty movies. I love them. I don't know what it was about the Silent Hill movies, but I love them all. And they stuck true to the game. They're one of the few.
That's why you love them.
Yeah.
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 All right, what are we talking about, Bobby? Where are we at?
That's about it for highlights. Movie.
Are we going to sign next week's homework?
Well, we might as well sign my homework.
Yeah.
Is it you?
Yeah,
we're going to go in order now, right?
Yeah, now we're in order.
So this is what I was thinking. There's
fuck. God damn it.
This is game from the 60s.
No, this is a good one. This is a game that I really, really like, and I think you would like it too, but you might have already played it. Have you played Call of War as Gunslinger?
Call of War.
It's a Western first-person shooter.
I haven't played it.
Not a first-person shooter. It's more like a light
game. Oh, dude, it's a first-person shooter.
It's like a light gun game, Bobby, right?
I've seen it. I don't think I've ever played it.
Have you played any Call of War? I mean, they're all pretty different.
They're different, yeah.
Dude, this
Bobby and Chad loved this game. They were sucking at stake forever. I wasn't a fan.
Even the arcade mode's a lot of fun. Yeah, dude, it's a first-person shooter.
Oh.
Dude, you gotta... So the game itself is like 5 hours long. If you don't play all of it, not a big deal, but you might even want to finish it, man, because it's just a good game.
That's fine.
Billy the Kid. That's dope. Jesse James.
It's a Western, like... I don't know. I don't want to go off on just how great this game is. You can go back like a couple years and
listen
to us.
Voted.
Yeah.
There you go.
You have to have it, right? Like, it's in your library. You guys got family share.
I played it off of you, I think.
Yeah, but I don't think he has me set up on Family Share.
We'll figure it out.
All right. But yeah, dude. Okay, Call of War as Gunslinger.
If it's $5, let's buy it. Okay. Nope, it's not buying it.
$15, but this game is, I mean, you could probably find it on shady sites. It's always on sale. They packaged this one in Far Cry Blood Dragon for like $375 or something ridiculous. Okay.
I'll look for it first, if not, just...
Yeah, let me know, and then we can set up Family Share.
Maybe my Techland, that's why.
Yeah, Techland.
Make good games.
She's going to get so fucking mad. When is Riga the fucking first? It's about time.
Hey, she got Doom 2016.
Yeah. I know, dude.
And still, she was like, well, it was okay.
Did she stream all week? Thungreed?
She hasn't played anything this week.
Oh, man.
I don't think. I saw her playing CSGO.
Yeah. And she played some Deep Rock with us.
Well, come on.
She literally died from falling damage eight times,
and I said, "This game is so boring."
I'm just trying to try out the falling mechanic. I'm trying to. Can you get me up? I'm falling. Try it, and then okay, guys, this game is boring. That's literally
how it went. Hey, Reagan, you get her again?
That's just to say that, like. She sounded like she was about to fall asleep. Like
yeah, her, she sounded very tired.
Yeah,
but she did.
She might not even remember what happened last time.
She's like, I had this nightmare where I was playing this very boring fucking game. There was a bunch of midgets in Minecraft.
She did die very quickly, yeah, like in succession, though, because she died, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'll get you. And then she's like, can someone get me up? And Ray was like, yeah, Bobby's getting you up. You're like, no, I need help again.
Yeah, every time, because I thought you had already done it.
Yeah.
And then I'm seeing her down. She was already down again.
Yeah.
So, like, she was dying.
I thought she was. I was
twice
like,
the rate. If anybody else.
It was rough.
And Mila tried to be nice. Yeah, oh, yeah, fall damage is one of the most common ways.
Oh my god. All right. Let me write this down so we don't forget for homework. And we have just one little bit of news here that I thought I'd include.
It is the most common way of dying.
But. I've never died that way, I think. I think I died like once, dude. And it was because it opened up in the ice. That was it.
Yes, dude.
And I would. You know, play the campaign in Gunslinger, but also, dude, just try out at least once or twice the arcade mode, too.
All right. I'll stream it.
Yeah, it'd be a good game to stream. Okay, only a little bit of news here. Steam's latest update changes in-home streaming to remote play. So we knew this was coming, I think, but now it's actually happened. So you could remotely play your games while you're connected to the same local area network. But now you can play it remotely. So if you are at a hotel room with a laptop, you can play games that you have on your account from your home computer, I guess. But yeah, so that's cool. And also, there were some leaked screenshots of the new UI. Apparently, there's a actual build out there that people were able to load up and mess around with because they had like a Chinese build of CSGO and they left it in there. So people were actually, there's YouTube videos of people actually thumbing around the new Steam UI layout of the library and it looks great. They said it uses web UI or web something else. So it's like different from what it uses now. It's going to use up a lot more RAM because of that, but it also is going to allow you to do so many more things. Like it's almost interactive the way you can interact with a lot of the things. You can like pick them up, move them, side to side, tilt them. Like they were showing it with the cards.
Hope they don't go too far with it. Like it's still just a launcher.
Steam go too far? I wouldn't count on that.
That's not what they do.
Yeah, but it looks good.
They go just still far enough and then wait 15 years.
And sit on it for 15 years. Yeah, I can't wait till this comes out. Steam is in such a bad need of a facelift.
You know, Bobby, if Half-Life 3 comes out for VR on their new headset and is the greatest thing you've ever seen, will you say that you've been wrong for all this time on Steam? Going bad? Would you apologize for going bad on them?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
No. I was right for 15, 20 years, and then like they do one
doesn't
good
matter,
thing,
bro.
I'm supposed to freak out.
It doesn't matter.
I don't.
You know what sucks? This year, I actually did think it was going to happen. I don't know why. I just had a feeling. Like, the PC game. But when we were watching the PC game show or whatever, because, like, I tried not going on any social media whatsoever and looking at any games that came out. I wanted to watch them.
You did pretty good with that.
And
Ray watched all of the keynotes.
I always do.
Without any outside influence.
They're really easy to get sucked into, man. If I start one, I end up just watching the whole thing.
Yeah, I love them. They're so good, man. I love E3. I love that. I want to see one day. I always sign up for the Bethesda one every time, and I never get in.
The what?
I don't even know how to pronounce it. Bethesda. Bethesda. Is it Bethesda or Bethesda?
Neither.
Neither? Really?
Dude, I forgot our show title. Someone said something earlier in the show.
Oh, Ray was right, though. We attacked two speech impediments in a row on two different weeks. That's not fair.
Yeah, well, he's got some catching up to do. He doesn't have a lot of the show titles.
Bethesda, and then it was really, really, really. and on our group text, he goes, really, really? Guys, come on.
Oh, man.
Can you say Thezd? Thez.
Thez.
There, you got it. Thez.
Thez.
Duh. Yeah, you got it.
Bethesda?
Yeah.
There you go.
I've always said it that way, no?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why
I have a list.
That's
why
there's memes, dude.
Bethesda.
All right.
Bethesda.
It might be a good time for this reader question.
Bethesda.
Warconius says, Ray, please read out loud these words. 7 sizzling sausages sizzling in a saucepan. And the 6 sheep sick.
Asshole.
We did not plan that all at all.
See, no wonder you made it all small so I wouldn't read it.
Did you do it on purpose, right, Bobby?
No, you do that because you don't know how to control shift.
I didn't do it.
You don't know
how to. I added it last week.
Yeah, you added it last
week. More Ray. That's right.
You don't know how to copy paste without formatting.
7 sizzling sausages. Sizzling. No, it doesn't count anymore. Fuck you. Say it. Bethesda.
Hey, you got it. You're getting closer.
No. Fuck you.
Okay, you guys are going to have to remind me on this one. Odenrot says, can we please make sure that Bobby never eats M&Ms out of his pocket again? The sound of his chewing into the mic made me want to throw up. I don't remember. I did eat something, but it wasn't.
No.
Okay, first of all, it wasn't out of my pocket, and it wasn't M&Ms because I don't eat chocolate. I don't like chocolate. I know it's weird.
Were you eating out of?
No, what was I eating?
Something that she had, I think.
Was it peanuts or something? Yeah, because I never eat in the show, and then I was, and then like we had like a whole thing about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, they're in my pocket. But
was that a long time ago?
It was like a couple weeks ago.
No.
I don't know, man.
I saw this question. I was like, what the fuck was I?
I don't remember that.
Okay, but yeah, I won't eat in the mic anymore.
Keep eating, Bobby.
I don't remember you eating.
I do want me eating out there. That's some of the reason that I leave sometimes when you're thinking I'm peeing. I'm just stuffing my face because I'm getting drunk and I got to like.
And he comes back smelling like cheese or something.
Yeah. I just had 3/4 of a burrito right now. Sam left it out there for me.
Okay, he also has another question. Regarding E3, has there ever been very many Eastern MMO companies that presented at E3? So he was, before this, he was talking a lot about Bless Online, which is an MMO that's gotten horrible reviews on Steam. I'll pull it up here.
Well, didn't they just announce Phantasy Star?
Yeah, Phantasy Star Online 2.
And it's that game came out a couple years ago, only in Japan, I think.
Isn't it?
It's an old game.
Are we not considering Sony a Japanese company anymore, or is it just like half and half now, I guess?
Sony's not Japanese.
I don't know. It kind of depends on the IP, but... Yeah, I don't know. Is there a big Eastern presence over there? Obviously no Nintendo, right?
No.
So
no, Nintendo's there. E3?
Nintendo is there?
Oh, yeah, big time.
They had a pretty good...
Oh, he says Eastern MMO companies. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, I'm not too familiar with those types of games.
Well, like Black Desert.
Yeah, Black Desert Online.
They might have... They are there.
Which everyone
I remember.
Needs.
But it's not like everything else. It's kind of like an indie thing. When you see them, they do bigger than the indie titles, but it's not gigantic or anything.
I think one of my favorite MMOs was Ragnarok Online. It's cartoony little characters.
I remember it.
Remember it back in the day?
I
really good.
Looking at it.
Really fun. Super fun game. It just came out on phone. So I started playing it again, and it's way better. It's really cool. Super fun.
Nice. They're moving a lot of stuff to the phone. They announced at E3 Commander Keen. It's going to be on the phone. I won't play it, but I'm just glad it's there.
Dude, they have auto chess. I've never played auto chess on the computer, and now I have it on my phone.
Auto chess origin.
Yeah.
I don't think those are the same characters, dude.
They're not the same characters because, you know, they can't use them.
Yeah, so I don't think it's auto chess.
No, but it is auto chess because now it's...
It's like their version of auto chess?
Yeah, because they couldn't... What was it? Since... It's based on a mod, and they're like, you know, we want to sell it, and, you know, Valve's not going to give them the likenesses, I mean, whatever, like the Dota stuff.
Right.
So they're like, all right, fuck it. We'll make our own auto chess with blackjack and hookers.
Right. But I don't think that this even has to do with the modders.
I think this is stealing from the modders.
This is like Epic making a bunch of money.
Oh, it's Epic's game.
Yeah, well, it's going to be on their launcher, but I don't know. I really don't know.
Who all right, it is. I don't know.
You know, but it has Chinese letters.
Oh, okay, that makes it legit.
Yeah, totally. But it's the same thing. It's
it's the exact same thing. Yeah. It's really good for mobile, actually, the way that plays out.
Yeah, right. Because you can totally just play a game, just chilling.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
all right, last question from Cadillacs. Why does it seem harder to find Eastern Time Zone gamers?
They just don't want to play with you.
I feel
you,
the opposite, man. I feel like all my listeners are on the East Coast.
Yeah, or Central. Yeah. When I played Heroes of the Storm, they used to have a West, Central, and East server. They got rid of the East because not enough people on it, and they just had Central over there. And then it was just West and Central. And yeah, a lot more people on the Central servers. And I don't know. I just, maybe people don't play games over there.
Population-wise, we have way more over here, right?
I don't know how that breaks down. I was wondering that.
Yeah, because California is, we have Mexicans, and that's a lot of people, like a lot.
Yeah, but do they play games? No, it's like India has a huge population, but not a lot of gamers.
Yeah, they fill the slots so that we have enough time to play games. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many of them doing all the menial stuff that there's enough time for us to play video games.
So what's interesting, though, going back to Heroes of the Storm, I would watch streamers who played on Central, and they lived maybe in, like, Canada, or they lived on the near the East Coast, and they could actually get really good ping to European servers from over there. Not really good, but, like playable. So I don't know. Maybe start playing with some French or German people. I don't know.
We had some Swedish people on the channel. We were playing Counter-Strike with them. We pulled them in from Counter-Strike. Obviously, right? Swedes, come over here, play Counter-Strike. And they're in this great attitude. They were actually really good.
And they were getting good ping?
Yeah, no.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be great, especially for a game like that where ping matters so much.
Yeah, no, they weren't.
A little difference, like 100 milliseconds is too much.
No, Daniel pulled a lot of the European gamers because, you know, they're the level, the quality. Yeah, yeah. These guys are fucking good, man. Holy shit. Yeah.
All right, I think that is our show. What's everybody playing next week?
There was a question for me, Bobby, about roguelikes.
I didn't see that.
Did you not grab it?
No, where was that at?
In listener questions. Pretty sure. This question is for Emilio. Right there.
Here's a question for him. Yeah. No, yeah, totally.
This is an audible right now, guys. We're working on it.
All right, so from Plagues of Wrath, how would you define roguelike, since it seems clear you don't subscribe to the Berlin interpretation and you
play
more...
That sounds like bullshit, like he made up the Berlin interpretation, by the way.
I don't know, it's capitalized like a proper noun, so it must be something. Mm. And you play more roguelike games than anyone else on the podcast. I'm curious as to what you consider the defining characteristics of the genre. Oh, God, here we go.
No, I'm going to break it down very... I mean, to its roots. For me, a roguelike is randomly generated loot and levels that you unlock more possibilities, but not more... it doesn't help you towards your next run. So you play through. There's only so many things that can happen. You're playing through. More possibilities open up. But they don't necessarily help you. It's just more things that can happen. So the randomness is really what's accentuated. For me, that's what a true roguelike. And you don't take anything to the grave with you. So every roguelike starts ground zero. You never excel. You're never better than you were the last one. The only thing is there's more things that can happen. That's Binding of Isaac. That's why I love it. Like, there's no two games that are... Not only is there not two games that are ever the same, literally the first room you walk into, a lot of times you've never seen that room before, and for sure you've never seen that room connected to the first room. Like, it's just never happened. You can play a million games, and that's how it goes down. I love it. Mm-hmm. 750 hours. Oh, Bobby, did you see... Are you on Discord at all? Mm-hmm. Bobby, did you see us, everybody, talking about their time played?
No, I didn't see that conversation.
There's a lot. There's like a whole day of people like posting their time played. And Cricket Soldier won.
He has 7,500 hours.
I guess ARK?
Yeah.
Yeah.
7,500 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, in ARK.
Damn, I bought it and I played for an hour and a half and I fucking hated it.
He plays 8 hours a day, though, he said. So he plays video games 8 hours a day.
Damn.
Which I said, yeah, it must be nice. And he was like, you know, it gets boring. I don't know what he does. I don't want to get into it, but that's...
Yeah, I know he plays a lot of...
It must be nice.
He plays a lot of games, but like Killing Floor 2, we've played a lot of that together.
Well,
but
we were talking about how, like, since he plays so many video games, mechanics must be so second nature to him. That's why he can play games like Space Engineers, stuff mm-hmm. like that. You know, like really heady stuff. It's probably just natural, second nature to him.
Yeah.
I've only seen him play games like that. So the day we played Battalion, mm-hmm. I didn't think he was going to be good.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be like, you know, just...
1944?
Yeah. I thought he was going to be just hanging out with Chi on the bottom.
Yeah.
No, motherfucker was like second place. He was doing well. He was like, he's got aims. Yeah,
I've never played an action game with him.
He's got aim. He's got strat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. All right. So that's going to wrap it up. What is everyone playing next week?
Void Bastards and Divinity with Bobby.
Yeah, Divinity, definitely.
Bobby, you going to be watching season 5, episode 1?
Man. Silent Hill sounding pretty good, though.
It's watching, man.
Dude, it's Silent Hill is just like Resident Evil. I just remember seeing it in the theater and remember really, really liking it. So, I don't know. Maybe I will check that
Almost
out.
Missed yours, Plagues, but I remember because it was for me.
I'm going to play Metro. I'm going to play Metro and then just do my homework.
I'm flabbergasted that Bobby's not like, Metro, $5.
Dude, can we play Sea of Thieves? Come on, guys. Come on. I really want to play and I don't want to play by myself. Sea of Thieves is not fun unless you have three people. Two is not fun.
I'll play tonight, but Bobby's got to go.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. The Microsoft Game Pass actually looks more appealing than all the other subscription services so far. Like, they've got some really good games.
The ones that bring in multiple companies together are obviously more appealing.
And I'm not joking. They've been adding games every week. Every week is just like, here's this and here's that. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's awesome.
So can I can forget about the other one.
Yeah.
Just gone.
Yeah,
this is a new version.
Yeah, because the other one was only Xbox, right? It was only Xbox, and then the PC games it had were like the first party.
So
this
is bringing games that were on
Xbox.
So this
is an Xbox Pass for PC.
For PC, yeah.
That's what they call it.
You can pay $10 for just Xbox, $10 for just PC, or $15 for both.
Mm.
So your pick.
All right, cool.
They keep adding games, dude. They have Borderlands on there. They got the Batman game.
Bobby, how come you didn't play more Mortal? Since it's so in your wheelhouse.
I don't know. I might play more of it. I'm probably going to play more Conan Unconquered. I want to get through the last two campaign missions on that.
I saw another really favorable article on that game. Like
they had a big update. They got a new map. We talked about it last week. But yeah, I should go back and check that out.
He really appreciated the different take on the RTS, you know? Anyway.
Oh, you're talking about Conan and Unconquered. Unconquered,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, speaking for Bobby, Ray's on his phone, and Emilio, E3 are pretty big tits, actually. All right, later, y'all.
They have this game on the Game Pass called Supermarket Shriek.